Amen.
Your high, glorious calling.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you've joined us.
Amen.
By your grace.
Amen.
We could go on together.
Amen.
Oh, according to your purpose.
Amen.
Lord, we're so grateful to you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Church here in New York.
Amen.
Lord, take us on this year.
Amen.
Amen.
Take us on this year.
Amen.
Your calling.
Amen.
Together us into one.
Amen.
Even when you build us as one.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, corporately.
Amen.
As a priesthood.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Amen.
Thank you, you're our redeeming Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your grace.
Amen.
The gift of righteousness.
Amen.
Gather together.
Amen.
So in your name, into one.
Amen.
You go on in us, Lord.
Amen.
Anoint your word this morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We praise you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Thank you for this wonderful, glorious gathering.
Amen.
Oh, we gather into your name.
Amen.
Oh, we are here hand in hand to go on.
Amen.
Build up your dwelling place.
Amen.
Thank you for your calling.
Amen.
Hold us out of the world.
Amen.
Oh, for your building.
Amen.
Or for your resting place.
Amen.
Oh, that's your beloved church.
Amen.
Oh, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
That we can go together.
Amen.
We can walk together in you.
Amen.
Thank you. One, two, three, three. 零上一二六三三。
Thank you.
侍奉的聚集。
Open to all the saints.
向所有的圣徒敞开。在约士教会的圣徒们敞开。
We also will record this meeting.
这个聚会我们都会有记录，有录音、录像。
We hope that it will be for those who cannot be here, from both here as well as in other places.
啊，为了今天不能在这的圣徒，还有在各地的圣徒，我们今天有记录。
We hope they also will hear our testimony.
我们也盼望他们都能听到我们的见证。
Last year was a very momentous year for the church here.
啊，去年这个纽约市教会是一个非常啊有精力、有往前的一年。
Now you can hear me, huh? last year was a momentous year for the church here.
啊，去年2014年纽约市教会是一个啊非常有精力、奋力往前的一年。
Because we three brothers have served here more than 40 years, interrupted.
我们三个弟兄在这地方，他们三位长老弟兄在这地方服侍超过40年。中间没有任何的间断。
By which I mean that we serve the church here with our full-time secular job.
啊，这地方他们服侍是在全时间在职的情况下服侍的。
Until our retirement.
一直到他们退休。
And continued so after our retirement.
甚至于在退休以后继续的服侍。
I must tell you that we were very much aware that with the advancing of our age,
我们也非常意识到我们的年龄一天天增长。
Therefore, our service to the church will come to an end at some point.
啊，对，我们也意识到在一定程度下，我们的服事也会有结束的时候。
I know many saints were concerned over the years, but actually, I tell you, we were more aware of this than all of you.
啊，虽然有些圣徒这么多年一直关心这件事情。但是我们更是自己心里清楚。
Therefore, through these years, we have always been serving by our own example to you how to be the living, active, functioning members in the church.
所以这些年以来，我们的服事都是盼望能有立下一个榜样，如何做一个活的、活动的、进功用的肢体。
I must tell you, we did so all these years is with the view that so the testimony of the church here can be continued.
我们这些年的服事就是盼望留下一个榜样，能够知道教会该如何服事，该如何往前。
But still, even with such kind of a preparation in our hearts, it came as a surprise to us.
我们虽然是一直这样预备着，但是还是让我们有一些吃惊的地方。
That is about 9 months ago, late summer last year, when our physical capabilities and our mental alacrity both had a sudden turn among three of us simultaneously.
一直到这个去年啊，特别是在夏天左右的时间，三个弟兄突然意识到我们的身体或者是我们的体力或者是精力开始有些够不上。
Therefore, our participation in the church life was necessarily curtailed to a certain extent.
所以我们的教会生活就受到一定程度的限制。
And we have noticed. And we have noticed.
我们也注意到。
This curtailment brought considerable anxiety and uncertainty among the saints.
我们相信，因为这个我们的受限制。许多圣徒里面心里面一直焦急，甚至有不安的感觉。
That is a surprise to us.
啊，这个对我们来说是相当吃惊。
Our becoming more limited is not surprising. We know with age advancing, this will happen.
因着我们年龄的增长，我们已经知道这早晚会有这一天。
And apparently, even after 40 years, the saints are still worried about what will happen when we pass this on.
啊，如果圣徒们还是经过四十年的教会生活，还在担心啊如何往前的话。
Let me remind you a few things.
让我来提醒弟兄姊妹们几件事情。
On April 27th of last year,
去年2014年4月27号
I share from here with you no reserve, no regret, no retreat, and no fear.
我在这地方分享，没有保留，毫无害怕，也没有退缩，不保留，不退缩，没有这个后悔，也没有任何的惧怕。
Actually, I should point out one of the main points I mentioned is that there's no retreat.
我要特别强调一点，就是绝不退缩。
I mentioned to the saints that this is not a time to retreat, but rather this is a time for advancement.
这不但是不能退缩，反而更是要奋力往前的时候。
I must tell you that not only represented my personal feeling, my personal situation.
这不仅是反映出我个人的情形。
But this also reflected, I believe, the brothers' feeling in general.
也反映出其他弟兄们的感觉。
Then, some months later, in October the 7th,
几个月以后，十月七号。
That was a Tuesday evening.
那是一个星期二的晚上。
Just during our prayer time,
在我们祷告的时候，
before the business meeting in which we voted for the purchase of the Rose Avenue meeting hall in Flushing.
那天晚上我们有一个召会的聚会，事务性聚会，为了决定要不要买 Rose Avenue 的那个会所。
And I mentioned to the saints, I hope the saints knew the significance of what we were doing then.
我那时候特别盼望弟兄姊妹们知道我们正在实行的那个重要性。
And I mentioned to the saints our perspective of the church history here for the past six decades.
我那时候特别想让圣徒们知道我们对我们过去六十年的召会历史所有的那个特别的角度来观察。
I mentioned the different decades.
我特别每十年来分一段。
And I mentioned the decades of the 70s.
我讲到七十年代。
Which was the decades of the growing pain.
是这个在中间有这个增长确实有很多痛苦的时候。
And I also mentioned the decades of the 80s.
我也讲到过八十年代。
Which is the decades of maturity.
也是八十年代是成熟的阶段。
Little did I realize at that time that was somewhat prophetic.
那个时候我稍微意识到那是稍微有点预言性的。
Because at that time, I still have not seen what I'm going to share with you today.
那个时候我还没有看到今天要跟你们分享的。
And shortly thereafter,
那段过了不久一段时间，
we received some brother from other cities.
我们从其他地方有弟兄来访问我们。
In our fellowship, we mentioned to him about our testimony of what we have gone through.
在那个交通里面，我们提到我们过去这些年的见证。
And particularly, I mentioned to them that how our vision has been unwavered through these decades.
特别提到我们这些年在意向上从来没有摇动过。
And not only so, not only we have been speaking on the vision, Christ and the church.
不仅我们讲说基督与教会的意象，
Not only we talk about God's eternal purpose so often，
不仅我们经常讲神永远的目的，
not only we mention about God's purpose in creating man to express him and to represent him，
不仅讲他永远的目的是创造人来彰显他来代表他，
But through these decades we found out these visions are practicable，
这么几十年下来我们发现这些意象是可实行的。
And one of the conclusions we have come to is that the history of the church here parallels that of the Lord's recovery.
我们那时候意识到，纽约市召会的历史是和主恢复的历史平行的。
Not only in North America, but worldwide.
不仅是在北美，而是在全球都是平行的。
And we are certainly carrying out the Lord's commission.From Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
特别是我们把《使徒行传》一章第八节主所托付给我们的再实行出来。
And the testimony must go on from Jerusalem to all Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
他的见证必须从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，把他的见证实行出来。
We realize the significance the Lord has placed us in.This great metropolitan area.
我特别意识到，主把我们放在这样一个重要的大都会的周围。
As we've mentioned about the vibrancy of all the immigrant groups.
我们看到各个移民的族群是何等的有活力。
And you know, actually, to me, as we were sharing about that, I realized our practicing over these decades to be active, living, functioning members as example to the saints.
我们意识到这些年的我们的实行，作为这个活的进公用的肢体。也是为了给圣徒们立下一个榜样。
Actually, this complements, please listen to this, it complements the burden for the full-timers training.
这也和我们全时间训练是相吻合的。
Not to produce professional speakers, preachers, but to produce living, active, functioning members for the Lord's testimony everywhere.
不是为了产生一些专业性的讲员或者是 传讲者。或者是这个传道人，而是为了产生一些平顺的进攻用的活的肢体。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, this is the history of the church here.
这是纽约市教会的历史。
And that is why when the saints feel anxious and uncertain, that surprised us.
这也是为什么当圣徒们感觉到不平安、非常焦虑的时候，这也让我们很吃惊。
And but you know, the Lord is merciful.
那主是怜悯我们的。
After these 9 months,
啊，这九个月以来
，our conditions have stabilized sufficiently.
我们每一个人的情形，这三位长老弟兄，每个人的情形啊，都开始比较稳定下来。
And we believe firmly,
我们特别的相信
，the Lord will give us this coming year.
主在这2015年要给我们一年的时间。
Therefore, we actually.Wanted to see how we want to put it this to you, dear brothers and sisters.
我们也是一直在衡量着该如何来陈明给圣徒们。
Of course, we were reminded of the picture of a relay race.
我们特别是被提醒，就是一个接力赛的图画。
You know, in the relay race, the baton must be passed from one to another.
啊，在这一个接力赛的时候，那个接力棒要从一个人手里传到另外一个人手里。
And we realize that we corporately, we brothers, it is the time for us to pass on the baton to you corporately.
我们弟兄们意识到，我们这个接力棒需要从我们手中团体的传递给另外一个，就是在座的弟兄们一个团体。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, the in a relay race.When the baton is passed, there is a zone which is called the transitional zone.
啊，在接力赛的时候，在接送棒之前，中间有一段距离，那是叫过渡的这个距离。
In order to effect the smooth transition from the hand of one to the other,
啊，为了让这个传递这个接力棒能够平顺的进行
，there is a period, there is a zone for this to take place.
有一段距离是需要有一段这个相交的距离。
So we feel the Lord has given us time for this year to serve as a time zone of passing on.The baton.
我们觉得今年一年的时间就是这一段时间来交接。
And we believe this is not a year of transition. I don't want to call it a year of transition.
我们不愿意用一个过渡年的这个词汇。
But I want to call it is a year of advancement and enlargement.
我们想把今年叫成往前和扩大的一年。
So,Now this is the past. Now I'm going to talk to you about the future.
啊，这是过去的总结。我现在要讲如何往前。
You know, as we consider before the Lord how we will use this year.
啊，当我们考虑如何使用这一年时间的时候。
To pass to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，如何啊，向在座的弟兄姊妹有一个交接。
I hope you will not pay your attention to who, but pay your attention to what.
啊，盼望你们不要太注意谁，而是要注意要做什么。
I know when we first mentioned about this special fellowship time, some of you, I know some already asked me, are you to make any announcements?
啊，我知道我们当有这个宣布有这样一个特别交通的时候，有些人就问了，你们要有什么宣布吗
？Well, yes, we are going to tell you what we're going to pass on to you.
我们是的，我们要告诉你，我们要把什么来托付给你们。
If you see this burden, then you won't ask who.
如果你有这个负担的话，你就不会再问是谁。
Because it includes every one of you.
它是包括每在座的每一位。
When we were considering or reflecting over the past and looking ahead to the future,
当我们回忆过去仰望未来的时候。
You know, it is very difficult, well, it is easy in a way to try to look for some other examples to see how you can follow.
当然很容易就会落到我们看看有哪些榜样可以跟随。
Actually, we realized the best place to look for any example is in the Bible.
我们想最好的地方找榜样就是在圣经里面。
And we must tell you, we were greatly encouraged to see the example of the church in Antioch in the book of Acts.
我们特别被《使徒行传》里面安提阿教会的榜样所激励。
You know, actually, we asked some brothers to look up from the some of the sharings during the past 80 years. Was there much about this matter concerning the church of Antioch?
我们弟兄们有把这个过去八十年在我们中间的说话里面关于安提阿教会的一些话语。整理出来。
Actually, it's quite surprising, very little.
结果呢，让我们吃惊的是，并不多。
The burden is quite clear, but the utterance is very little.
负担很清楚，但是说话比较有限。
But even as we start to dig into the word, to look at the history of the church in Antioch,
当我们进入到主的话里面，开始更多的来研究看安提阿教会的时候，
We were greatly surprised and amazed.
我们非常又吃惊又喜乐。
We discover actually how the Lord has led us during the past 30 years matches in many ways to that of the church in Antioch.
我们特别喜乐地看到主在过去三十年对我们的带领正是像这个主在《使徒行传》里，在安提阿的启示一样。
And so what I'm going to do this morning is I want to spend some time to walk you through the records of the church in Antioch.
今天早上我想花一点时间，领着弟兄姊妹们，看看圣经里面关于安提阿的一些实情。
Okay, and then I will mention certain aspects that merits.The pointing out that really matches our experience.
在这过程里面，我会指出来哪些地方和我们是完全相吻合的。
Now I must tell you, we 30 years ago when we in a way that was starting from the church of the period of maturity.
在八十年代，当我们进入到这个成熟的阶段的时候
，we had no idea what we were following.The example that we were following.
那个时候我们并不清楚我们正在跟随什么样的榜样。
As I was preparing for this morning, the word came to me is unwittingly.
这个今天早上我在预备的时候，我主给我一个词，就是中文你想用什么？
unwittingly means unaware.
Unaware 就是我们实际上在下意识里或者是并不自觉的碰到这一个词。
Yeah. It wasn't that we tried to find out in the Bible what way should we practice.
Yeah, 我们并没有想说从圣经里面找到什么路线往前。
But as we look back in 30 years,
当我们回忆这三十年的行程的时候
we were absolutely amazed how the Spirit has led us.
我们非常吃惊的那灵在引导我们往前。
Actually, from human viewpoint, we were unwitting, but from the Spirit, it is very conscious.
从我们的角度来看，好像是我们一点意识都没有，但是从灵那灵的角度来看，它是非常非常清楚的。
Okay.And so let's walk through some of the verses.
我们把一些经节我们看一下。
In the first time the church in Antioch was mentioned was in Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
首先提到的时候，安提阿是在十一章十九使徒行传十一章十九节。
Those then who were scattered by the tribulation which took place of account of Stephen passed through as far as Phoenicia.And Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews only.
那些因斯提凡的事遭遇患难四散的人，只走到腓尼基、居比路和安提阿。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and spoke also to the Greeks, announcing the Lord Jesus as the gospel.
但其中有的是居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人讲论，传主耶稣为福音。
Let me go back a little bit.
我往回稍微倒回了一点讲。
In Acts chapter 6, because of the need of the Grecian widows, so the brothers, so the apostles appointed seven deacons.
在这个使徒行传第六章，因为有说希利尼话的寡妇有些这个抱怨，所以弟兄们就安排了七位弟兄来做执事。
And among them, one is Stephen.
其中一个就是斯蒂凡弟兄。
Of course, they served very well as deacons.
当然，他们服侍得非常好。
And then in chapter 7, Stephen actually gave a wonderful word, gave a strong message.
当然，我们知道在第七章，斯蒂凡弟兄给了一个非常好并且很强的一段话。
And he was murdered.
而后他殉道了。
He was martyred. I'm sorry.
他殉道了。
And when during his martyrdom, actually touched a young man by the name of Saul.
当他被打死，他殉道的时候。这地方站着一个年轻人，就是扫罗。
And then the beginning of chapter 8, the church in Jerusalem was under persecution, therefore the saints were all scattered.
在第八章一开始，耶路撒冷的教会遭到大受逼迫，门徒四散。
And only the apostles remained.
只有使徒们留在耶路撒冷。
And we know in chapter 8 mentioned that Philip went out to preach the gospel.
我们知道腓力就是其中执事之一。也出去传福音。
And chapter 9 was the conversion of Paul.
第九章就是扫罗的得救。
And chapter 10 was Paul, Peter's going to the home of Cornelius.
第十章讲到彼得到哥尼流家里去。
But anyway, all this is a preparation leading to chapter 11.
所以这一切都是为了第十一章的预备。
And then, because of the scattering due to the tribulation of Stephen,
因着斯蒂凡的殉道带来的逼迫，而使众圣徒开始出去了。
Therefore, they went out.
他们出去了。
And they went out. They went as far as Antioch.
他们走到，甚至于走到了安提阿。
And but that was not all the church in Antioch.
但是那不是安提阿的全部。
Because they only preached to the Jews.
他们只在那地方向犹太人传福音。
But there are certain some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene.Who came to Antioch? Spoke to the Greek.
有些是居比路和古利奈人，他们来到安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲。
And so this is the background of the church in Antioch.
这是安提阿教会的背景。
What does it mean?
这到底是什么意思？
Which means the testimony, the church in Antioch was not indigenous.
我们知道这个地方向我们启示出来，安提阿教会。不是本地兴起来的召会。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
In other words, it started with Jerusalem.
这是从耶路撒冷出来的圣徒们向这地方传讲产生的。
And they went not only to preach to the Jews, but also to preach the native to the Greeks.
他们不仅向犹太人传福音，也向希利尼人传福音。
And therefore, actually, if you go on, you will find that this word got to Jerusalem.
你当然听到的话，继续往下读，就会听到这地方人得救的消息传到耶路撒冷教会的耳中。
And they went and they sent out Barnabas, to pass through as far as Antioch.
而后他们差遣巴拿巴，而后一直到安提阿为止。
Now, because please notice, Barnabas is from Cyprus.
所以我们需要注意，巴拿巴是从居比路来的。
So this is how the church in Antioch started.
这是安提阿教会。怎么样开始的？
But let's go on to the following verses. And when he arrived and saw the grace of God, rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with the purpose of heart.
他到了就看见神的恩典，就欢乐，劝勉众人要立定心志，一直与主同在。
And he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a considerable number was added to the Lord.
这巴拿巴是个好人，满有圣灵和信心。于是许多人加添归主。
And he went forth to Tarsus to seek for Saul.
他又往大树去找扫罗。
And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch, And it happened with them that for a whole year they were gathered in the church and taught a considerable number, and that the disciples was first called Christian in Antioch.
保罗就带他到安提阿去，他们有足够一年的时间在召会里聚集，教训了许多人。
I read these verses with you because I want you to see the history of the church in Antioch.
我读这些经节的目的是为了让圣徒们看到安提阿召会的历史。
Just wait, be a little patient, you will see the significance of going through these verses.
你耐心，我们会下面会看到这些经节所启示的。
The Antioch, the church in Antioch was not indigenous.
安提阿教会不是当地人兴起来的。
It in its history received much help from saints in other places.
从这个过程里面，我们看到从许多其他地方来的圣徒对安提阿教会有帮助。
And then, including Barnabas, went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
包括巴拿巴到大树去找扫罗。
And you remember Saul was during the scene of Stephen's martyrdom.
你知道这个扫罗在这个斯蒂凡殉道的时候他在场。
And the result is the disciples were called Christian starting from Antioch.
所以这个结果就是在安提阿门徒成为基督徒就从那地方开始。
Now, you know, this morning I cannot take so much time to explain to you, but this point is so very important because the church in Antioch is not indigenous.
没有办法面面俱到，在今天早上我要提醒弟兄姊妹们，安提阿召会不是由当地的人兴起来的。
But it finds its identity with the Lord.
但是呢，却是能够在 主面前能够认同，有一个认证。
Now this sense of identity is extremely important.
这一个认同认证是非常非常重要的。
Because when the church started in Antioch, it wasn't just preaching among the Jews.
因为在这地方开始的时候，它都是从向犹太人开始传讲的。
There were not only Jewish Christians.
这地方不仅有犹太基督徒，
but they were Christians.
但是他们叫基督徒。
Their relationship with Jerusalem was proper, was normal, was open, and yet their identity was found with Christ.
他们和耶路撒冷教会当然关系上是正常的、正确的，并且是合适的。但是他们更重要的是和主耶稣基督有认同。
Somebody take care of the child. Somebody take care of the child. Who is the mother? The usher brother should take care of the child. Don't come to the front.
Amen.
The Ashram brothers should know that such meetings should not be disturbed.
Amen.
Okay. So where was I? Yes. Yeah, the sense of identity. You see, because of the sense of identity, therefore, the trouble from the Judaizers came later on could not disrupt the church life there.
所以因为他们是和主耶稣有这个认同，而不是和某个地方有认同，所以后来那些犹太教有犹太教背景的基督徒来的时候，没有影响到安提阿召会。
You see, after they have starting to call themselves Christians, their relationship with Jerusalem actually developed.
那个时候，他们称自己那人称那地方的圣徒为基督徒的时候，他们和耶路撒冷教会的关系开始有往前的发展。
Actually, then this prophet Agabus went to Antioch.
在这个过程里面，巴拿巴到了安提阿。
不是，雅基布。哦，雅基布。啊，对不起，雅基布到了这个。
雅基布到了安提阿，and
prophesied there was going to be a famine and so on.
当那时候他预言说，那时候犹太地要有这个大饥荒。And
therefore they collected some money and they want to send it.
他们从他们的收集了很多的奉献，然后送到耶路撒冷去。But
you must see, this is not just to bring some money to Jerusalem.
这并不是给带一些钱到耶路撒冷。Let
us go on to the end of this chapter. And then the disciples, according to how one was prospered, determined each one of them to send things for dispensing to the brothers dwelling in Judea, which also they did send it to the elders through the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
这是在门徒中间照着昌盛的情况，各自定义赠送，要借着弟兄们能送给犹太的弟兄们，他们就借着扫罗和巴拿巴送到了这个耶路撒冷。
But I want you to see, you see, then chapter 12.
好，到了十二章。
Chapter 12 was the chapter recorded about how Harold first killed Jacob and then James and then later put Peter in the prison.
十二章讲到希律王杀了雅各，然后把彼得放到监狱里。
And how the church prayed for him.
啊，教会祷告。
And how the angels delivered him.
啊，这个天使把这个把彼得释放出来。
But don't forget.
但是不要忘掉。
During all this time, Barnabas and Saul.Were in Jerusalem.
啊，不要忘了，在这段时间里面，巴拿巴和扫罗是在耶路撒冷的。
Because I do believe at that time, the church in Antioch was looking for some help from the church in Jerusalem.
我确确实实相信，那个时候安提阿教会是想从耶路撒冷教会寻求帮助。
They probably hoped one of the apostles could go there and help them.
说不定他们是盼望其中一个使徒能到安提阿去。
But the situation in Jerusalem was such, Peter had to leave, James was killed, and so on. So the situation was not, couldn't send out somebody to help.
但当时耶路撒冷的情形，雅各殉道，彼得被从监狱里刚释放出来，等等，那个情形可能不太适合帮助别的地方。
Let's go to the end of chapter 11. Chapter 12.
我们来到十二章最后。
And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem. Did you see that? They were still in Jerusalem in throughout chapter 12.
你们看到巴拿巴和扫罗办完了供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回去。
Having,
看到他们那时候还在耶路撒冷。
Having completed the dispensing, and they took along with them John, who was surnamed Mark.
那时候他们去的时候带着称呼马可的约翰和他们同去。
In other words,Jerusalem couldn't spare anybody else except
你可以看到耶路撒冷那时候，耶路撒冷教会没有办法差遣别的弟兄们出来。
Now, chapter 13.
来，我们来到十三章。
And there were in Antioch, in the local church, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called the Niger, and Lucius the Cyrenian, and Manaen, the foster brother of of Herod the Tetrarch and Saul.
我们看到在安提阿当地的教会中有几位伸言者和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼解的西缅，古利奈人路求和分封王西律同养的马念，并扫罗。
This is a point where the church is here at now.
这也是我要讲的，我们的现在的我们的教会现在就是在这一个时间点上。
There were in Antioch.In the local church, prophets and teachers.
在安提阿当地的教会中有伸言者和教师。
You know, probably they were looking for some apostles or maybe even evangelists to come to help them.
他们也许在找有使徒或传福音者来到安提阿帮助他们。
But through those few years, the ones that were produced or were perfected were the prophets and the teachers.
在那些年呢，所成全起来的，所产生的，所成全起来的是伸言者和教师。
And let me use today's terminology, there were those living, active, functioning members in the local church.
我们用今天的话来说，就是活的、进功用的。能够活的、活动的、进功用的肢体。
I do not want to preach to you about how the church in Jerusalem was, well, of course, it started on the day of Pentecost, but the church in Antioch was not set up, was not established by an apostle.
我想让圣徒们知道，在耶路撒冷因着五旬节召会兴起来，但是在安提阿却不是由于使徒们兴起来的召会。
And the going on of the church was.Completely the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这个召会的产生和往前，完全是圣灵的工作。
And there need to be those who are living, active, functioning members in the local church.
所以我们知道，在当地召会中，需要有活的、活动的、进功用的肢体。
who realized they were not indigenous.
啊，他们意识到他们不是在当地啊土生土长的。
And yet they received this clear sense of identification from the Spirit, from the Lord.
但是他们却从主从那里领受一个非常清楚的认同感。
They were in this.The strong reality of this vision of Christ and the church.
他们有非常清楚、强的意识到基督与教会这一个实际。
And they call themselves Christian, general, and inclusive.
他们给自己叫基督徒，并且是非常一般的，并且非常清楚，并且包容性的。
Their identification was actually.The reality of what we say today about the church ground or the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们知道今天教会的立场的实际，还有基督身体的实际，今天就非常清楚的陈明在我们面前了。
And it was able to withstand any kind of attack or any kind of problems the enemy will throw at them.
这样的仇敌所要向他所发起的任何攻击、任何破坏的东西都没有办法来撼动这样一个兴起来的教会。
They were not occupied with the problems with facing they were facing.
他并不是天天在那地方面对所兴起来的问题。
They were able to face the future with the openness so that the Spirit can lead them to advance and to be enlarged.
他们却是因着那灵的引导往前看，并且能够跟随那灵的引导，一直能够往前的。
It does not mean there will be no problem. Of course there were. I mean, actually, in the history of the church in Antioch, there were many problems.
并不是说没有问题，在安提阿教会的历史上有很多的问题。
We know soon after that, there were those Judaizers came down from Jerusalem to trouble them.
不久以后，从犹太来的那些犹太教的人开始对他们产生搅扰。
Actually, you can see when the Spirit said, as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me now, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them."
当他们侍奉主禁食的时候，啊，圣灵说要为我分别巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们要做的工。
And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
啊，他们禁食祷告，按手在他们身上，然后就打发他们出去做工。
So from there on, they were called the apostles.
从那时候开始。他们就被称为使徒。
So the church in Antioch did not, I mean, in the past we heard they did not, it was not set up, established by the apostles, but they sent out apostles.
我们知道安提阿教会不是因为使徒们设立并兴起来的，但是他们这个时候却能差遣出使徒去。
But that's not so important. You can see that even their following the Lord was not problem free.
啊，这个时候我们不是说他们没有问题，这时候他们还是有问题的。
Okay, first,
在跟随主的路上还是有问题的。
This is Paul's first missionary journey.
这是保罗第一次行程的开始。
But actually, his first missionary journey after the first one was interrupted because of the problem of the Judaizers.
啊，他第一次行程实际上有些受打岔，因为那些犹太教的人开始搅扰。
And so they had to go to Jerusalem to deal with where the source is.
所以他们最还不得不到耶路撒冷去，到这个问题的源头。去来解决这个问题。
And I won't spend the time to talk about the Jerusalem Council in chapter 15.
我不要给你们谈这个耶路撒冷会议的这个过程。
But I want to point something out to you.
我特别想指出来。
Because the relationship of Barnabas with the church in Antioch.
因为巴拿巴和安提阿教会的特别关系。
So he was certainly taking the lead.
他那个时候当然是带头的弟兄。
You see, so in chapter 13, verse 4,having been sent out by this Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed away to Cyprus.
我们看到，他们巴拿巴和扫罗被圣灵差遣，他们下到西流基，而后呢就坐船到居比路去。
And when they were in Salamis.They announced the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they also had John as their attendant.
他们来到西流基的时候，他们在那地方传讲神的话，向那些犹太人传讲神的话，和而且这个称呼约翰的马可给他们做帮手。
But you know, this is very interesting because Barnabas was from Cyprus.
因为你这样很有意思，因为巴拿巴是从居比路来的。
And he and Mark, they were cousins.
他和马可是他的外甥。
So, therefore, okay, therefore, this planted the seed of the problem.
因为这个关系，所以为后面一些麻烦种下了种子。
Because Barnabas was nepotistic.
因为
nepotistic, nepotistic.
因为巴拿巴里面有很多天然的亲情的关系。
And not only he was nepotistic, but also he was provincial.
不仅他里面有亲情的关系，而且他特别眷恋老家。
Because he came from Cyprus, the only burden he has is Cyprus.
因为他是从居比路来，所以他的负担老是想着居比路。
Now, you see, I spend the time to point this out to you because I think this is a very important lesson we must learn if we are continue to follow the example of the church in Antioch.
我特别想指出来，因为如果我们想继续往前，想跟随这个安提阿的榜样的话，这是一个很重要的一个点。
You cannot be nepotistic.
你不能有任何天然的亲情的关系。
You cannot be provincial.
你不要老想着你老家或者是你那个原来熟悉的地方。
Must be open and must be enlarged.
我们需要敞开，需要被扩大。
And now today, of course, we brothers here, our service is open for everybody to see.
当然，我们弟兄们在这地方的服事是向众圣徒敞开的。
But let me tell you, I believe it is not only that we cannot be because we have any human relations or because we have any narrow, our provincial views.
你可以看得到，我们并不是因为有什么个人的情感的东西，也没有我们很狭窄的这个区域性的观念。
I must warn you, actually, you apply that in a larger sense is that we must get out of our own comfort zone.
从一个比较大的观点来看的话，我们需要从我们自己感觉舒服、舒适的环境里要站出来。
To say nepotistic or to be provincial is that you're comfortable with what you are familiar with.
有亲情关系和区域观念，就是你喜欢在你所熟悉、所舒服的那个环境里面。
Don't let your comfort zone lull you into that false sense of security.
不要让你自我感觉那个舒服的环境成为辖制你的那个环境。
I must tell you, over these years, there are many situations we brothers find ourselves in uncomfortable situations.
几十年以来，我们弟兄们有屡次遇见让我们感觉不舒服的环境。
Let me say this again. Don't let your comfort zone lull you into that false sense of security.
我再讲一遍，不要让那个舒服的环境和来成为一个虚假的一个有这个安全的感觉。
You know, as I look back more than 40 years ago,
我回看的时候，四十多年以前
，when we were still very young，
当我们还年轻的时候
，four of us, including another brother, we were thrusted into a position to lead the church here。
这地方我们四位弟兄包括另外一位弟兄。我们被推到了这个要负起责任来的地位上。
I must tell you that we spend many hours on our knees to pray.
我告诉你们，我们花了很多时间来祷告。
We spend much time to pray to seek the Lord how the Lord will lead us.
我们来仰望主，来寻求主如何带领我们往前。
Even as I mentioned earlier about the decades of the 70s, we were going through that decades of growing pain.
我提到七十年代是这个一个增长，却是满了这个痛苦的一段时间。
But I must tell you that, dear brothers and sisters, it was through His mercy that the Lord has brought us through.
你要知道，主真是有怜悯。在我们经过了过来了那一段时间
because we held strongly, firmly, unwaveringly the vision we have committed ourselves to.
那个时候我们实在是非常强的稳固的 毫不摇动地持守主所给我们的意象。
And I believe we also have held strongly the sense of identity the Lord has led us.
我们那时候也是持守住主所给我们的那个认同的那个感觉。
At that time, we actually didn't realize that the example of church in Antioch is so very clear.
那个时候我们没有意识到安提阿教会的这个启示是那样的清楚。
But now, as we come to Chapter 13.
当我们来到《使徒行传》十三章的时候
，I believe we have come to this point that the church is at a very pivotal time.
我们意识到召会来到一个非常关键的一个转捩点。
But we feel no regret because I think that over these years we have been the example of how to serve as the living, active, functioning members in the church.
这些年，我们因为一个做活的、活动的。并建工人的肢体在这上面我们毫一点后悔都没有。
And we have encouraged all the saints to do the same, and we use our own life to demonstrate that it is possible.
我们鼓励圣徒们过同样的生活，同时呢，我们用我们自己的生命和生活来向圣徒们见证，这是可以实行的。
I want to tell you, even the last leg of our life, we found what we believe God has given us the full salvation is completely practicable.
我们在我们人生的最后一段，我们还是不仅意识到，并且能够做见证，主所给我们完整的救恩是可以实行出来的。
We want to testify to you and through the media to other places who will hear this that even today we found.Experiencing the salvation of the soul is the way of salvation.
我们不仅向你们，也向各地看到这篇信息的圣徒们做见证，我们魂的救恩是完全可以实行的。
We accept this cheerfully and with such forward looking that we want to pass this on to you.
我们不仅是喜乐地接受我们现在的环境。并且非常喜乐地愿意把这一个托付传承给弟兄姊妹们。
This is what we want to pass on to.
这是我们想传递下去的。
And we know most of you, or I hope all of you, you are here because you have a heart to serve.
啊，众圣徒在这里，我们相信你们都有一颗心想加入这样的侍奉。
And as the church is going forward.
当召会往前的时候
，just like as the church in Antioch was going forward，
就像安提阿召会往前的时候
，we must look to the Lord， we must look to the Spirit's leading。
我们必须仰望圣灵的带领。
As the Spirit leads，
当圣灵带领我们的时候
，those who are not up to the Spirit's standard will be left out。
那些够不上圣灵引导的那些圣徒，很有可能被
留在后面。Just like Barnabas and John.
就像巴拿巴和约翰，就是马可一样。
But you know, it was very interesting. Mark John was from Jerusalem.
马可约翰是从耶路撒冷来的。
But what later helped Paul in his travel, in his preaching of the gospel, was Silas, who was from Jerusalem.
后面这个帮助和保罗同行的希拉弟兄也是从耶路撒冷来的。
But not only there's Silas from Jerusalem.
不仅希拉是从耶路撒冷来的。
And in chapter 16 of Acts, Paul brought in Timothy.
在使徒行传十六章的时候，保罗将提摩太带进来了。
But I want to read a couple verses because this is very important to forward going on for the church.
我们再读几处经节，这对我们往前非常有非常重要。
Acts chapter 16, let's go on to 16.
十六章。
And so Paul brought in Timothy.
十六章一节，我们看到他带进提摩太。
Yeah. And then you know the brothers they were going on. This also gives us a very nice picture about how they follow the Spirit.
我们也看到这地方有一幅跟随圣灵带领美好的图画。
They were in Asia.
他们在小亚细亚。
They were still burdened for Asia.
他们那时候还对亚洲有负担。
But Spirit want to enlarge them.
但是圣灵要把他们扩大。
Want to bring them over to Europe.
要把他们带到欧洲去。
And when they want to bring them over to Europe, so they end up in Troas.
他们所以到了特罗亚。
And in Troas, Paul saw the Macedonian call or heard the Macedonian call.
所以他在特罗亚的时候，在夜间的异象中看见马其顿人的呼声。
But I want you to see verse 10.
我们看看十六章第十节。
And when he had seen the vision, that is, when Paul saw the vision of Macedonian call,
保罗看见了这个异象，是指马其顿人的异象。
He said, "We immediately."
啊，那地方看到我们，不是我了，而是我们，立刻就推断。
Okay, we means Luke.
啊，这个地方讲到我们是指路加。
This is the first time.
保罗的
这个。This is the first time. Luke mentioned we.
啊，这地方是路加在使徒行传第一次提到我们。
You see, so the enlargement the Lord would bring in Luke.
所以这地方的扩大就是把路加带进来了。
Okay, not only that, let's go on, and then of course they went to Thessalonica, to Philippi, and so on. Then they came to Corinth in chapter 18.
他们到了帖撒罗尼迦，到了腓立比，而后到了哥林多。
After these things, he departed from Athens and came to Corinth.
啊，所以他们从这个，等一下，他们从离开雅典到了哥林多。
And having found a certain Jew named Aquila,
那时候又碰到一对犹太人的夫妇雅居拉和百居拉。
And they recently came from Italy, and Paul went to them.
最近呢，他们从罗马来到哥林多，然后保罗就和他们同住。
Now I want you to notice this, okay? As they were going forward, as they were enlarging their sphere of service,
当他们往前并且扩大他们服事的时候，
they surely need a lot of co-workers.
当然，他们需要很多的同工。
Paul did not ask Aquila and Priscilla to join his work.
保罗并没有要亚居拉、百基拉加入他的工作。
But rather, Paul joined their trade.
反而呢，保罗因着支帐篷而加入他们的工作。
But I must tell you this.
我要告诉你们。
I'm not interested to trace with you how did Aquila and Priscilla got their knowing about the truth and everything.
我不要去考虑去讲这个亚居拉、百基拉如何认识真理的。
But they were someone who are clear about God's purpose.
他们这对夫妇是。清楚神的目的旨意。
They have spiritual discernment.
他们在属灵上有辨别力。
They have a foundation of the truth.
他们在真理上有根基。
Therefore, when this person Apollos came to Corinth,
当亚波罗来到哥林多的时候
only preach the baptism of John.
他只传讲约翰的浸。
Let us take a look of a certain Jew named Apollos, verse 24, native of Alexandria, an eloquent man, arrived in Ephesus, and he was powerful in the scriptures. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. And this man began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him to themselves and expounded the way of God to them more accurately. Okay, so,
这地方讲到很简单的讲，就是亚波罗来的以弗所，他很有口才，圣经上有能力，主的道路上受了教导，灵里火热，将耶稣的事详确的讲论教训人，但是他只晓得约翰的浸。他讲论的时候，亚居拉、百基拉听见，接他来，将神的道路给他讲得更加详确。
My point is this: that when the church is enlarging, advancing,
当教会往前并且扩大的时候
，you will face different ones.
你会见到不同的人
，not just the Judaizers,
不光是有犹太教的人
，but also the Apollos.
也能遇到很多这个亚波罗这样的人
，and they are very eloquent.
他们很会说话
and they can influence people.
他们能影响别人
and yet they do not have the whole view about God's purpose.
但是他缺少对神整个旨意完整的图画。
You know, later on we know that Paul had to make up some of the lack in the church in Ephesus.
当然我们知道到后面保罗需要补上在这个以弗所教会所有的短缺。
But it took somebody like Aquila and Priscilla to help him.
那他确实需要亚居拉、百基拉这样的人来帮助他。
Not only they were, their home was a church in Rome, in Corinth, and in Ephesus.
不仅在罗马、哥林多和以弗所的召会是在他们家中。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, today we are living in an age.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到了一个时代。
The borders are very, nebulous, very easy to cross.
啊，今天所有的界限都很容易啊越过去。
And people can travel.
啊，人人都可以旅行。
And much more so than the time of Acts.
啊，这个比使徒行传的时候要方便的很多。
Dear brothers and sisters, those who are going to take on to receive this baton from us.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要从前面弟兄们领受这个接力棒的时候，
we hope that the Lord will bless the church much more in every sphere.
我们盼望主在每一个层面、每一个方面祝福他的召会。
We must prepare ourselves and all the saints strong in truth.Clear in vision, unwavering in our commitment.
我们必须预备圣徒们在真理上有根基，在意向上清楚，并且在任何其他情形下不能摇动。
We must help the saints by example.
我们必须以实际的榜样来帮助弟兄姊妹。
How to be the active, living, functioning members in the body of Christ.
做榜样能成为一个活的、活动的。并且进公园的肢体。
And never be lulled by your comfort zone.
不要受你舒服的那个环境和范围的辖制。
It is with this burden we sound the call today.
所以今天我们又在这个负担里面向众圣徒发出呼召。
In Exodus chapter 32 verse 26.
在出埃及记32章26节。
And Moses stood in the gate of the camp,
站在营门,
and said, "Whoever is for Jehovah,
说凡属耶和华的, 都到我这里来."
I mean, today we will say, "Whoever is for the Lord, come forward."
凡属耶和华的, 都到我这里来。
We will pass on.
我们会过去。
But the testimony.Must continue,
但是见证必须继续
and must be strengthened,
并且得以加强
must be enlarged,
并且被扩大
must advance,
并且更能够往前
and I believe that this is a time we all need to reconsecrate ourselves.
我相信这个时候是我们一个一个更新奉献的时候
we are only sounding a general.Call.
我们只是一般性的发出呼召。
We know that there are many of you who are serving.
我们知道你们许多人都在服事里面。
Renew your consecration.
更新你的奉献。
So that you will serve with more vigor and renewed enthusiasm.
你更是在你的服事里面更有活力，更有热情。
If you haven't served, we hope you will give yourselves to some service.
如果你还没有任何服事，我们盼望你能够将你自己交出来，进入不同的服事。
We don't want you to hand out any slip or something, but you tell the Lord how the Lord ask the Lord how the Lord will take you. I mean, want you to serve.
我们不必要给你发什么奉献单，但是我们盼望你能够在主面前有一个奉献，告诉主你愿意。
I mean, today is of course the first time we are starting this time.Zone.
当然，今天我们是第一次开始交通这个过渡的这个时间段。
Don't say well when is our next time.
你不要想说下一次是什么时候。
I think it's up to you.
这也是完全是在你们的手里。
Because we brothers had some fellowship, we thought it would be good that we will make ourselves available. We want you to take the initiative to come and have fellowship with us.
我们弟兄们决定了，我们一直向众圣徒是敞开的。我们盼望你们能够主动的来找我们交通。
In too large a group, it would be very difficult because everyone's function, everyone's gift is different.
在这个大的环境里面，有时候交通不方便，因为每个人的功用不一样。
If you want to have make some appointment, we will try to make it available to as many saints as we can, and we'll have some fellowship, we have some prayers.
如果你愿意的话，我们可以再安排时间一起有祷告，有交通。
And we hope that many saints will rise up as ministers and as prophets and teachers.
我们盼望有许多的圣徒起来，能成为伸言者，能成为教师。
Actually, using our term again is just living, active, functioning members.
用我们的话来讲，就是活的、活动的，并且功用的肢体。
And you know, dear brothers and sisters, I believe the Lord has brought us to such a momentous time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我相信主把我们带到一个非常这个需要有这个一个有力度往前的时候。
Not only last year was momentous to the church here.
不仅2014年是这样一年。
And I hope this year will be even a more momentous year for the church.
我们盼望2015年更是主奋力活动往前的一年。
Because not just us come to the end, come to the last leg of our service to the church here.
我们不仅是不要想着说我们弟兄们来到我们这个服事上最后一段时间。
But there are many more dear saints who were seeing the vision. You've committed yourself for these years, and you will continue to.Receive this baton for the Lord's testimony.
我们盼望许多在教会生活里面许多年，在这地方忠信的圣徒们能够接受这个传力棒，能够跑下去。
Yeah. So, Brother Benjamin and Brother Ed will share something. I already took too much time, but anyway, as you know, we have quite a strong burden.
陈弟兄和艾德弟兄他们要继续交通。
I don't know how do you feel, but I feel this time is very precious. And we three brothers have a lot of things want to fellowship with you, but unfortunately we cannot have that time, especially because we did not have enough earphone. Therefore we have to have this side-by-side translation that cut the time to half. So we were short of time, but now it's evenShorter time. And so I hope that all of you just to be patient.
这段时间我们觉得是非常宝贵我们有很多的话要交通，但是因为这个要需要翻译的关系呢，这个时间会减少，所以我们呢更需要把握住宝贵这一段时间。
And first of all, I would just want to remind you that this comingyear is the year what? The year of advancement and also enlargement.
所以要来的一年是我们扩大并且往前的一年。
How can we have this advancement and also enlargement? It all depends on all the brothers and sisters here.
我们怎么往前，怎么扩大，是在乎我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
And in order to have this advancement and also enlargement,It requires what? Now other things require people.
要往前，要扩大，有个需要，就是需要人。
And so what I'm trying to say is originally when we three brothers have fellowship concerning this time, and the two things we want to emphasize to all of you.
有两件事情，当我们弟兄们交通的时候，我们想对弟兄姊妹强调的。
And actually, Brother James' fellowship, he had already mentioned these two things, and I want to repeat it again.
这两件事情，其实刚才朱弟兄已经交通到了，我要重复一下。
The first thing is that in the past 40 years, we have seen and we have realized that we have to go on with this.Vision.
第一件事情就是过去四十年来，我们看见我们往前的时候呢，需要有一个意向。
What we hoped is, after we brothers left, all of you will continue to keep this vision.
我们弟兄的负担就是在我们过去之后，弟兄姊妹都应该继续有这样的意向。
If you leave this vision, we are finished.
如果我们离开这个意象，那我们就完了。
Now this vision, hourly speaking, actually, it's given to us by Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Lee.
这个意象啊，我们讲到的时候呢，其实是尼弟兄跟李弟兄给我们的意象。
Now, it is God used these two brothers and to dig out this all the riches in the Bible.And showed us to us what is God's eternal purpose, what is God's burden, and so it is God to use these two brothers to give us, to show us, to see this vision.
这个意象是尼弟兄跟李弟兄从圣经里面呢、啊、发掘出来、啊、把这个意象啊给我们看见的。
So I want to make it clear, we are not following these two persons.
我要大家清楚，我们不是跟随这两个人。
But we are following this vision that God used these two, his servants, to show us what is all the rich things in the Bible.
乃是主用这两位弟兄把这个圣经里面的丰富呢，这个意象呢，启示给我们。
And so, we realize, you know, most of the Christian workers, just to think, if they.Share with people the sinners and that you need to have a savior. Jesus is the savior, and so you need to receive Jesus as your personal savior, so you will be saved. You will not be thrown into the lake of fire, and you will go to heaven.
一般的这个传教的人呢，他就是告诉人说你呀、啊、是个罪人啊、你需要得救，得救之后呢，你就可以上天堂，
不进入火湖。
不入火湖能够上天堂。
This is usually Christian preachers emphasize this kind of this is true. I'm not saying this is not true.
这是一般的传教的人他传的我说这个是真的，这个不是说他不真。
But by these two brothers working deep into the profound truth in the Bible.Then they show us actually what God has in mind is far, far above all the other Christianity. I'm not criticizing anybody, but just very, most of the Christians, I'm afraid, is only want to believe in the Lord. That's right, you have to believe in the Lord, but don't just be satisfied that you know you are saved, and so then you are just waiting here, and one day when the Lord comes back, or when the angels will carry us into New Jerusalem. No.
一般的基督徒就满足于别人传福音给他，他能够相信有一天呢，他得救之后呢，这个天使会来啊，把他接到天堂里面去。
And through these two brothers' ministry, then we realize the Bible is far more profound, far more precious than the regular gospel preaching.
借着这两位弟兄，我们可以看见呢、啊，圣经是非常深奥的，远超过这样的平常的人所传导这些肤浅的。
Therefore, our burden is that we need to preach the gospel. But today, the gospel we preach is the gospel of the kingdom.
所以我们说我们要传福音，但是我们传的福音呢是国度的福音。
And that's why we need to get into the revelation we have seen that in the past 40 years.
所以我们需要进入过去40年主所给我们看见的这个意象。
And so this is one thing I want to impress you that we should never.Leave this vision, and this is what we'll say later, more in detail.
所以这是我们所强调的，我们不能离开这个意象。那等一下我们会更详细的说到这一点。
And this is one thing we try to at least start this burden. And another thing is not only concerning the vision, we cannot deviate from it, and also concerning our practice, we also.Cannot deviate at what we did today.
所以我们不但不能够离开我们所看见的意象，我们也不应该离开我们所看见的实行的路。
And so these are the two things originally we three brothers hope that using this opportunity to prove, to bring you into these two burdens that we have.
这是我们三位弟兄交通之后呢，我们盼望把大家都能够带进啊这两个负担的里面。
And just because, okay, so now, because we, our time is very short, so the first thing, the burden is concerning the vision.
第一个负担是关于意象。
And in order to get into the, what is the vision? What is the vision we have?
什么是我们的意象呢？
Now, when we say we should never deviate from this vision, then what, now, we should not deviate from what? What is the vision?
我们讲我们不要离，不应该离开这个意象，那我们的意象到底是什么？
This is why we try to at least mention something to start this burden.
这是我们要交通这个负担的开始，我们要讲的。
And so, then, what we try to do is we have no time to write the outline or something like that. So we just, and also I don't want to say, I don't want to share these things with you by my own words. Therefore, we chose a number of verses from the Bible which is related to this vision.
我们选了一些经节，我们没有时间写这个大纲，所以我们选一些经节摆在这里，要来讲这个负担是根据神主的话。
Yeah, and all these verses that we have chosen are related to this vision.
所有这些我们选的经节都是跟我们要讲的意象有关。
And don't try to pay attention to what I try to say, but you just need to pay attention to all these verses that we introduced to you.
你们应该大家注意啊，这个这些经节里面所讲的，不是只是注意我的话。
And so the first verse we have, many of you can guess what is this verse.
第一处经节，我想大家都可以猜得到啊，我们要讲的经节是什么。
And I think most of you can recite this verse, right?
我想大部分你们都能够背这个经节。
So you already have the sheet on your hand, and so what is the first verse?
所以你们手上都有这个经节，这个第一个经节是什么呢？
Wait a minute. How many of you can recite this verse?
有多少弟兄姊妹能够背这个经节？举个手。
Okay, then stand up. We declare this.
能够背的站起来，背这个经节。
God said, let us restore our image, and our image of our likeness, and bless mankind with the vision of the vision sea, and over the face of heaven, and over the mountain, and over all the earth,
Amen. And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So that means we did not waste the past 40 years.
对，赞美主啊！这是说明我们大家都没有浪费过去的四十年。
And so this is a great comfort to us.
这是对我们很大的安慰。
Why this verse is so important?
为什么这节经节这么重要？
Because we have repeated many times. Because that this verse shows not only we are created by God, but rather we are created by God according to His eternal purpose.
这个经节是说到，不但我们是神所造的，神也说出来，这里也说出来啊，神造我们的目的。
And the first thing, you can see that God said what? He will create man what? According to His image.
第一句话就讲到神说我们要按着我们的形象。
So what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Okay, we often use what? We often use this, right? The glove.
我们常常用手套这个例子。
And so, this glove is created according to what image?
这个手套是照着什么样，什么东西照的？
Of course, the glove is created according to what? According to our hand, the image of the hand, right?
手套是照着手的形象照的
，right? Why?
为什么呢
？That's because that I want to get my hand into the glove.
因为啊，这个手套照着我的手照的，
right?
为了要我的手能够进到这个手套里。
We all know this, right?
我们都知道这一点。
Why do we need this?
为什么我们需要这个呢？
And hourly speaking, oh, if people don't know what the hand is look like, you can just see, oh, the hand, the image is just like this.
如果有人不知道手的样子是什么，你看见手套就知道了。
Is that the reason?
是不是这个是这个造手套的原因呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Then why we have to make glove this way?
那么为什么要造手套？
Because I want to get my hand into my glove.
因为我要手套要有手，要我的手放进手套的里面。
I'm glad we have this conference at this time in the winter time.
我很高兴我们这是这个特会是在冬天的时候有的。
Why? So that we can put our hand into the glove.
所以我们可以把这个手放在手套的里面。
If I use my foot to be the image, I can never get my foot into that, right?
如果我要把我脚放在手套里面，这就不可能了。
So one important reason for God to create us in His image is that He wants us to get into Him.
神造我们造他的形象造我们有一个原因就是他要进到我们的里面
and this is very important
这是非常的重要
and you remember last Lord's Day I shared this the last message of the winter training
上个主日我交通到这个训练的最后一篇信息
and this, you know the topic of that message is a kingdom of priests
那个题目，那篇信息的题目是祭司的国度。
And at the time, I don't know whether I made the thing clear enough.
我不知道那个时候我这个点有没有讲得清楚。
But so I just want to use this time and to repeat this again.
我就用这个机会再重复一下。
And we mentioned very clearly that once a person gets saved.
我们提到一个人得救之后。
That concerning our being, we become the children of God.
照着我们所事，我们成为神的儿女。
And concerning the service, then we are all God's priests.
照着我们的服事，我们都是神的祭司。
And usually many Christian preachers thinking that who are the priests?
很多基督教的教师，他们讲什么是祭司呢？
And the priests are those who serve God.
祭司就是侍奉神的人
But that is very true
这是非常正确
But both to be the children of God and to be priests full time
做神的儿女和做这个祭司都是全时间的
No children can say Oh from 9 to 5 I'm your son And after 5 No forget See you tomorrow
没有小孩子可以说对父母说九点到五点我是你的小孩过了五点我不是
and, so, and also the same as priests
做祭司也是同样的
the priest is the whole living is priests
一个祭司他的生活就是一个祭司
and in this winter training the brothers especially emphasize that to serve like a priest is not the ordinary service
这个做祭司的服事弟兄们在训练也特别强调不是一般的服事
And therefore, I want to just read a few sentences from this conference.
我就读几句这个这个训练里面所提到大纲里面所提到的。
And here, like in that message, Roman numeral 3, it says, As one who serves God continually, a priest is a particular kind of person.
这个大纲的第三点就讲到，我们呢一直侍奉神呢，一个祭司呢，他是一个特别的一个人。
So it's not an ordinary person.
所以不是一个一般普通的人。
It is not because you do something for the law and you think you are a priest.
不是说你随便为神做一件事情，你就是一个祭司。
So here it says a few. I just read it to you.
我再读给你们听。
He said, "A priest is the person who serves God by enjoying God in Christ."
一个祭司呢，他是在基督里来享受这位神。
If all of you have this outline, you can take out and we read it together.
如果你有这个大纲的话呢，你都可以拿出来一起读。
And the B said, a priest is the person who serves God through Christ as the reality of the offerings.
第二点就讲到祭司是一个借着基督做祭物的实际来侍奉神的人。
And a genuine priest of God is one who serves God with Christ, through Christ, and by Christ.
第三点就讲到一个真实的祭司是以基督借着基督并凭着基督来侍奉神的人。
Therefore, this shows us that a priest is not just to do something outwardly, but what kind of person he is.
所以这里讲到祭司，他不只是外面做一件事情，他乃是他这个人。
And it also said a priest is a person who enjoys Christ.
第四点就讲到祭司是一个享受基督的人。
A priest is a person who lives by Christ and his eating, his clothing, and dwelling are Christ.
第五就讲到祭司是一个凭基督而活的人，他所吃所穿，他的住处都是基督。
And a priest is a person who contacts God in the mingling with God.
祭司也是一个与神调和中接触神的人。
I can testify we three brothers in the past 40 years are somewhat like this.
我可以见证我们三位弟兄在过去的40年多多少少就是这样的一个人。
How would we serve you?
我们怎么服侍你们呢？
How can we serve the church here?
我们怎么在这里召会中服侍呢？
Because we try to contact God in the mingling with God.
我们啊，就试着在与神调和中啊，来接触神。
A priest is one who is absolutely and thoroughly mingle with God.
即使是一个绝对并彻底与神调和的人。
Our service is not based on our natural man.
我们的服侍不是照着我们天然的人。
It's not based on our opinions.
不是照着我们的意见。
We always to serve the Lord that by contacting the Lord.
我们服侍是借着我们与神接触。
And so, therefore, this point says a priest is one who is absolutely and thoroughly mingle with God.
所以这一点就提到，祭司是一个绝对并彻底与神调和的人。
And a priest is one who becomes a part of God's dwelling, God's house.
所以这下面的点就讲到，祭司是一个成为神居所、神家一部分的人。
And a priest is the person who bears the testimony of God.
祭司是一个背负神见证的人。
And a priest is the person who ministers Christ to people.
祭司是一个供应基督给别人的人。
A priest is one who brings man into fellowship with God and brings God into fellowship with man.
祭司也是一个把人带进与神的交通里，并把神带进与人交通里的人。
And a priest is a person who builds up the dwelling place of God.
祭司也是一个建造神居所的人。
And a priest is a person who is a laboring priest of the gospel of God.
祭司是一个做神福音勤奋祭司的人。
This is Romans chapter 15 verse 16.
这是罗马书十五章十六节。
So in other words, to be a priest is not mainly to do something for the Lord, but to be taken over by Him.
所以一个祭司不是来为神做什么事情，乃是被神占有。
And so, the main function of a priest is not to work, but to spend time with the Lord.
所以一个祭司主要的功用不是工作，而是花时间在主面前。
And so, we should be persons what? To be saturated and permeated by God's Spirit.
所以我们必须要被他充满，被他浸透，在我们的灵里面被他浸透，充满浸透。
And then we can be not only priests, but we should have a priesthood.
然后我们能够成为不但是一般服侍的人，乃是一个祭司的体系。
And I said last year, last week, that before I retired, I was also a manager in my company.
上个主日我也交通道，在我退休之前，我也是在我公司里面的一个经理。
And at that time, that was in 1990. I don't know whether you remember or not. That year, there was a mini crisis.
那个时候是1990年。Crisis. 那个时候有一个经济的风暴。
And the problem is that many big company in the United States could not compete with the company in other country.
那个经济的危机就是在美国的有些公司呢，不能够跟国外的公司竞争。
And those American companies discover that they cannot compete with those companies in Germany, in Japan.
他们不能跟德国的或者日本的公司竞争。
And they discover the problem is because the United States is a free country that everybody is very free.
他们发现，因为美国是个自由的国家，大家都太自由了。
And so sometimes I had people who worked for me, and especially there was one person, and he said to me that this project, you just give it to me, and I guarantee you I will quickly finish the project and get everything good. But if you send someone else to work with me, then forget it. I don't want to have anything to do with this project.
有一个人为我做事，他就跟我讲，你把这个项目工作项目给我，我就可以准时替你做好。但是你找别人来跟我一起做的话呢，那就算了，我不做了。
And in the beginning, I tolerate this.
刚刚开始的时候，我还接受容忍他。
But in those years, my company often sent me to this training for managers.
那个时候我公司常常送我去参加这个受经理的训练的地方。
And so one of the major point is that we cannot hire those who cannot work with other people together.
有一个要求就是我们不能够跟别人一同工作的人。
And so from that time on, whenever I met this kind of worker, and I will fire him.
所以以后呢，我再碰到这样的人呢，不能够跟别人做的人呢，我就把他炒鱿鱼了。
And it is not I want to fire him, my company want to fire him.
不是我要解雇他，是我公司要解雇他。
In other words, if person cannot work with other people, if person insists toserve to do the work in an individualistic way, then this kind of one you cannot hire.
换句话说，一个单独只能自己做的人呢，你不能雇这样的人。
Therefore, in the Bible, not only you have, we are all priests, but there is the priesthood.
所以我们不只是一个祭司，我们乃是一个祭司的体系。
And therefore.When we serve, don't just try to do something for the Lord, but we should have to be the right kind of people.
所以我们不是只是为主做一些事情，我们自己是应该是一个正确的一个人。
So I just want to use a few minutes to cover this, then that means I have already covered our second burden.
所以我就用这些刚才讲的简单的提一下，就是把我第二个负担先交通给弟兄姊妹。
So now we come to the first burden.
现在我们就来到第一个负担。
And we have already recited the Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
我们大家已经把这个创世纪一章二十六节，我们大家都背了。
We know this verse is in the Old Testament time.
我们知道这节经节是在旧约的里面。
And All the things mentioned in the Old Testament time very often is some types and some pictures.
在旧约里面常常提到呢，它是预表，它是隐喻。
And but in the New Testament we have the reality.
在新约的里面我们就有实际。
That's why we have the second verse that is in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 to 11.
所以下面一段的经文就是在新约以弗所书三章八节到十一节。
And so if you have with you, we read it together. Otherwise, you listen to me.
如果 你有这个经节，就我们一起读一下，不然的话，没有的话就听我们读。
And this is what Paul said.
这是保罗说的话。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 to verse 11.
以弗所书三章八节到十一节。
He said, to me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles through an unsearchable riches of the gospel. Okay. Oh, stop here, okay?
好、yeah. 我们停在这里。
Stop on verse 9.
我们先停在第九节。
And this verse tells us throughout the ages, that means throughout the Old Testament time.
这节经节提到历世历代、就是讲到在旧约的这个时代。
And God did not reveal what is his economy, what is his burden in the Old Testament time.
在旧约的时候，他没有把这个隐藏的这个历史历代的奥秘呢，启示出来。
And so Paul said here, he said, to them is a mystery.
所以保罗在这里说这是一个奥秘。
So he said it is through the ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
所以这是历史历代隐藏在创造万有之神里的奥秘。
And then in verse 10 it says,In order that now in the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
所以第十节就讲，为要借着召会，使诸天界里执政的、掌权的，现今得知神万般的智慧。
Now again, if you have the outline with you, let's read verse 10 together.
让我们一起读这个三章十节。
In order that now, in the rulers and authorities, in the heavenlies, the And here you can see that just like Brother James mentioned earlier, we all know that the what? God wants what? Our God, He wants to not only in that verse, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, that on the positive side, that means he wants to gain us, gain a corporate man to express him.
And, 这里,
yeah.
这里就给我们看见神不但在积极方面他要得着一个团体的人来彰显他。
And also, he wants to get the corporate man to represent him.
像刚才朱立庸提到的他也要得着这样团体的人来代表他。
And so in the New Testament, this verse 2 tells us very clearly. He says that now to the rulers and authorities in the heavenlies.
所以这节经节三章十节就讲到，我要借着召会，使诸天界里执政的、掌权的。
Now who are these rulers and authorities?In the heavenlies.
这个在诸天界里的执政的和掌权的是谁？
That refers to the spirits. That in other words, they are good spirits, they are evil spirits.
这是灵界的，它有这个好的天使，也有坏的天使。
那 the evil angels are those who follow Satan.
这个坏的天使就是跟随撒旦的。
And in the New Testament.Even this, those evil, the evil angels mentioned more often than the good angels.
在新约的里面啊，这个坏的天使啊，比好的天使啊，提到的还多。
And so, in other words, what are we doing today?
换句话说，我们今天在做什么呢？
So we need to express God.
我们今天需要彰显神。
In this verse 10, specifically mentioned that the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
这里特别提到这个叫神万般的智慧能够借着召会彰显出来。
You know, our God has many attributes.
我们的神有许多的属性。
And these attributes are his virtues.
这些属性呢，就是他的美德。
One of them is
his wisdom.
其中的一项就是智慧。
Our God is, has one, has multifarious wisdom.
我们的神他有万般的智慧。
But God does not want the angel to express him.
神不要天使来彰显他。
But God wants us, wants the church to express him.
神要召会来彰显他。
And so this is very clear. And in, let's read verse 11 together.
我们读第十一节。
According to the eternal purpose which is made in Christ, so our okay. So this is very clearly mentioned here that this is God's eternal purpose.
这节经节非常清楚地告诉我们，这就是神永远的定旨。
And so, then we follow up the from verse 16 to verse 19.
我们继续读十八节跟十九节。
不，十六节到十九节。
这个经节上没有打出来，所以是以弗所书三章十六节开始。
So that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the Spirit into the inner man.That Christ may make his home in our heart through grace that he puts both saints and all saints, less, grace, higher, death, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. So these verses.Also related to what we mentioned earlier in the kingdom of the priesthood.
这些经节也跟我们刚才提到这个祭司的国度有关系。
And concerning God's eternal purpose, then we have to see that to manifest the multifarious wisdom of God is only one part.
神永远的定旨呢，来彰显他万般的智慧，这只是一部分。
And there's another very, very important part.
还有另外一个非常非常重要的部分。
That is in verse 17, it says that Christ may make his home in our hearts.
这个经节就是在十七节讲到基督安家在我们心里。
And we know that God created us according to God's image so that we can, God can enter into us.
神造我们有他的形象，是为着，他能够进到我们的里面。
But how can we fully express God?
我们如何能够完全的彰显神
？We have to be saturated and permeated by the Spirit.
我们必须被他浸透，被他充满。
Yeah, here's I have a glove.
在我这里有一个手套。
Now I put my hand in the glove.
我把我的手放在手套里面。
But my hand did not fully.Saturate in this glove.
但是现在我的手没有完全放在手套的里面。
So you can see I'm very weak.
所以这个我的手，这个手套是软当当的，我是
软弱。Do you think this glove can represent me?
你说这个手套能够代表我吗？代表我的手吗
？No, I even cannot pick up this cup.
我甚至这个手套。不能够把这个杯的水拿起来。
How can we be the real priest that can serve God?
我们怎么能够成为一个真正的祭司来服侍神
？Let the hand get into our glove.
需要让这个手完全进到手套里。
Fully.
完全进入。
Only partially is not enough.
一部分的进入是不够的。
When we are saturated by the Spirit.
当我们被这个灵充满浸透。
Now I can take up my cup.
这样我就可以拿起我的杯子。
This is the real priest.
这就是真实的祭司。
And therefore, verse 17 is extremely important.
所以十七节非常的重要。
It said that Christ may make his home in our heart through faith.
这节经节说，使基督借着信安家在你们心里。
What does it mean that let Christ make his home in our heart?In our spirit.
什么意思就是基督借着信安家在我们的心里呢
？Not just in the spirit, but also in our heart.
不但是安家在灵里，也是在心里。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
Well, it means that in the in our home, to make home in our heart.
在心里安家是什么意思？
You know, what is your house? What is your home?
什么是你的家？
Strictly speaking, your home is the place that you have authority. You can be free to do whatever you want.
你的家其实就是你有完全的主权，你可以做你要做的事情。
I travel a lot, and very often I took hospitality to different saints' home.
我常常出门，我在不同的圣徒们家里面接受招待。
And most time the host will say, "Oh, just take this as your home."
大部分的圣徒会说，就把这里当做你的家。
But since I have got a little bit training by the elderly brothers, like brothers, of course I haven't met Brother Watchman Lee, but I met Brother Lee, and so I knew when people said, "Take this as your home," but that house, that home, is still not your home.
当然别人这样说，把这里当做你的家，但是我受过训练了，其实你不能把它当做你的家。
Yeah.Because then one day when I gave this message, and there's a brother laugh. I said, what things that you need to laugh?
有一天我讲这件事情的时候呢，一个弟兄坐在前面，他就笑起来了。
And so I thought I didn't say anything funny, for why you want to laugh?
我说我没有讲这个可笑的事情，为什么你笑呢？
The after the meeting, he said, once a brother stayed in his home.
结果聚完会呢，他就跟我讲，他说，有一次有个弟兄住在他家里。
And when he said, "Take this as your home."
当他对这个弟兄说把这个地方当做你的家。
And so then when he saw on the wall there's a picture, a drawing by a 4 years old son of the host.
这个弟兄就看见有个图画是这个家主的四岁的小男孩画的。
Oh, the parents were very proud of this.
这个做这个父母呢，他对这个画的画，他很以为骄傲。
And but this guest, he said, "What kind of picture is this?"
这个住在那里接待的这个人就说，这个图画是什么图画
？So he tore from the wall and threw in the basketball, not basketball, in the basket.
他就把这个墙上这个。他就把这个画扯下来，就丢在垃圾桶里面。
So that is he did not know really that how that home is not his home.
换句话说，他不知道那个家其实不是他的家。
So what is the mean to let Christ to make his home in our heart?
那基督安家在我们心里是什么意思呢
？That we give the Lord the full authority to that let him make his home.In our heart.
这乃是我们给主完全的主权，让他能够安家在我们心里。
And I'm afraid many times that we know Christ is in our spirit, but we did not want to let Christ to make his home in our heart.
这可能我们有让主安家在我们的灵里，但是没有让他安家在我们的心里。
Forgive me to say, many times our spirit becomes our Lord's prison.
原谅我这样说，有时候我们的灵反而成为主的监牢。
Did you have this kind? Sometimes I have this problem.
你有没有这个问题？有时候我有这个问题。
And so, sometimes, especially when I was young, and when I had the problem, and I prayed to the Lord, "Lord, oh, you know I have this problem. Please help me." And when I had the problem solved, then I said, "Okay.Now you can stay in my spirit. Don't come out."
当我年轻的时候，我有问题，我跟主讲，那主帮我解决的时候呢，我就跟主讲，你留在灵里，不要出来。
Yeah, don't because I know when he comes out, he'll keep saying no, no, no. If no, then no.
因为我知道他如果从灵里面出来的话呢，那我做许多的事情呢，主都会说不可以做。
And so I don't know. Do you have this kind of condition?
你有没有这样的情形呢？
Okay, in order to be a real priest, we have to be a person that allows the Lord to make his home in our heart.
要做一个真实的祭司，我们需要让主安家在我们的心里。
And we know that we have four books The first is what? The first is
Galatians.
No. 第一个是
四本书
啊？
什么？四本书啊？
四本书啊？应该每个人都知道这四本书啊。
加拉太书。
Yeah, Galatians is the one. That is the next one.
加拉太书。
And Ephesians, then Philippians, then Colossians, and most Bible experts said these four books are the heart of the Bible.
大部分的基督教教师都说这四卷书是圣经的心脏书。
And we know heart is an important part in our body.
我们都知道我们的心脏对我们身体来说是非常重要的一个部分。
So to say this actually is correct.
这样说其实是非常正确，是正确的。
But then Brother Lee Wen said this verse, that is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may make his home in, we should change the word your to our, in his home in our hearts.
这节经节李弟兄就提到，就是17节讲到需要借着信使基督安家在我们心里。
And then Brother Lee said, this verse is the heart of the hearts.
李弟兄说这节经节是心脏书的心脏。
And so this is what, this kind of practice is what we have to keep.
所以我们需要有这样的实行。
Okay, now we come back to the our vision.
我们再回头看我们的意象。
And the next verse is John chapter 4, verse 24.
下一个经节是约翰福音四章二十四节。
And I have also asked you to memorize this verse. How many of you can memorize this verse?
我也叫大家记这节经节。多少人能够记这节经节？
Okay, can you stand up to recite?
把这节经节背一下，好不好？
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Very good. It's a great comfort to us.
我们非常得安慰。
Why this verse is so important?
为什么这节经节非常重要？
And because it says very clearly, our God is spirit.
因为这节经节说到我们的神是灵。
And therefore, when we want to contact this God, we want to worship this God, we have to use our human spirit.
所以我们要接触这位神，要敬拜这位神，我们必须用我们人的灵。
In the Chinese language, it's the weak here, because in the Chinese language, the nouns does not have number. So you don't know it's plural number or singular number.
这里中文它没有这个复数跟单数。
Not only the numbers, but even Chinese it does not have capital letter or small letter.
中文里面这个零字也没有大写小写。
And so we did not know the first spirit is capital letter. That means refers to God.
在英文里面这个神是零，这个零是大写的，是指神的零。
Then the second spirit is small letter.
第二个灵是小写的灵。
That refers to our spirit.
是指我们人的灵。
Therefore, how can we worship God? Or how can we have fellowship with God? How can we touch God?
我们怎么与神交通？怎么敬拜他？是借着什么？
No, we have to use our human spirit to contact God's spirit.
所以我们必须要用我们人的灵来接触神的灵。
Actually, in the Bible and really very clear that God pay a lot of attention to our organ.
在圣经里面我们看见神对我们的这个器官非常的看重。
And we should use our organ in the right way.
我们必须用这个正确的器官。
Now, I have eyes, two eyes.
我有两个眼睛。
If I want to see things, I need to open my eyes, then I can see you.
所以我必须要看的话，哎，我要看的，我必须把眼睛打开来，所以我们需要正确的使用我们的器官。
If I close my eyes,
如果我把眼睛闭起来
，If you tell me, oh, you see that sister wear a red color, what red color?
如果眼睛闭起来，我你告诉我，哎，这个姊妹她是穿红色的衣服，我说什么红色的衣服？
How come I cannot see? But you did not use your eyes. Of course, you cannot see.
如果你看不见，是因为你眼睛没有打开。
And if you want to listen to some music or some hymns, and you try to open your eyes, no.
如果你要听音乐，你这个好听的歌，如果你只是眼睛打开
，If you don't use your ears.
如果你不用你的耳朵
You are using the wrong organ
你就用错误的器官
And even when we preach the gospel You see that many unbelievers say Where is Christ? Show me God, I will believe
有这个不信的人他会讲神在哪里你告诉我基督你把它给我看
Right? Very often they will say this
他们常常会这样讲对不对
How will you answer?
那你怎么回答呢
You should be very bold to say that you need to use the right organ to contact God.
你应该很大胆的跟他讲，你必须用正确的器官。
God is spirit.
神是个灵。
Therefore, if you want to know God, want to see God, you need to turn to the deep most part of your being. That is your human spirit.
所以你要认识神，接触神，你就必须用你。这个全能的最深处就是你的灵来接触。
Now how do you know? You can within you, most people, even the unbelievers, also know there's a conscience in you.
每一个人，甚至不信的人呐、他都知道在他的里面有这个良心。
And that conscience is the part of your spirit.
这个良心是灵的一部分。
So it's better to be the deepmost part of your being and that you pray to him.
所以我们可以告诉他用呢的最深处就是用这个灵来向神祷告。
And so we need to use the right organ to contact the right things.
所以我们需要用正确的器官来正确来接触正确的这个目的物。
And therefore this verse is very important.
所以这节经节非常的重要。
And today many people Ignore this verse.
很多人今天他忽略了这个经节。
Yet they still want to understand the Bible.
他们却想要了解圣经。
And very often they spend a lot of time, and they have read many dictionary. Still, they cannot really touch what is the word in the Bible.
他们不用正确的经观。他虽然读很多的字典，他们不能够明白圣经，正确的明白圣经。
And then we come to Matthew chapter 16.
我们现在来读马太福音十六章。
And we start from verse 15 to 18.
我们从十五节读到十八节。
The reason I include verse 15 is because without 15, I'm afraid you don't know what it's talking about.
这里我从十五节开始，如果不读十五节，你读其他的，你不晓得他是为什么这样讲。
Yeah, because in the background of that verse is that Jesus brought his disciples to Caesarea Philippi, get them out of Jerusalem. The religious atmosphere is too thick in Jerusalem, so he could not talk to them, and so he brought his disciples to Caesarea Philippi.
这节经节的背景是主把他的门徒从这个耶路撒冷浓厚宗教气氛带出来，带到该撒利亚腓立比。
And there, first he asked his disciples, "What does people say that I am?"
他先是问了门徒们。别人说我是谁
？And then this one gets this, this that one gets that, or someone said you are the Baptist John the Baptist, and they all talk answer nonsense.
这些门徒们他就回答说这样了，主是这个，主是那个，主是使敬约翰，回答的都是错误的。
And then the Lord said, what do you say that I am?
主就说你们说我是谁。
And that was the background.
这就是这几节经节的背景。
We know Peter all the time want to be the first one to answer, to speak.
彼得总是是第一个回答主的人。
And very often he made mistakes.
常常他答错了。
But that day he gave the correct answer.
这一天呢，彼得的回答是正确的。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
You are the Christ.
你是基督，是罗神的儿子。
Yeah, so this is correct.
所以这是正确的。
And then we can continue, we can read from after verse 16, no, we can continue to read, 17, yeah, no, not the 17, no, yeah, 16, right, yeah, right, no, right, yeah, right. Yes, yes, sir.
所以十七节十八节。
Yeah, these are very important.
所以这个经节非常重要。
And so here it says that Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in the heavens." Okay, then verse 18 is extremely important.
这几节经，这两节经节非常重要。十七节就讲到耶稣回答说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为不是血肉之人启示了你，乃是我在诸天之上的父启示了你。”
And then verse 18, if you have, we read it together. And I also say to you that you are Peter.And upon this rock I will build my church, and gates of Hades have not prevailed against it.
所以十八节就讲到，我还告诉你，主对彼得说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的门不能胜过它。
The Catholic Church misunderstood that he thinks that this rock is Peter. No, Peter is just a stone, but it's not the rock mentioned here.
天主教呢，就说这个磐石呢是彼得，其实彼得翻出来是石头，所以它不是这个磐石。
And what is the rock?
那这个磐石是什么呢？谁呢？
The rock is the revealed Christ.
这个磐石就是启示出来的基督。
When Christ was realized,
当基督被人领悟的时候，
That is what Peter said. Yeah.
这就是彼得回答的。
And so upon this rock,
在这个磐石上。
And today, not only Peter knew this, and all the believers knew this.
今天不但是彼得知道这个，我们所有的基督徒都知道了。
And we all have this rock.
我们都有这个磐石。
So upon this revealed Christ.
所以在这个启示出来的基督这个磐石上。
And then what did the Lord say?
主耶稣怎么讲呢？
And upon this rock,
在这磐石上，
upon the revealed Christ,
在这个启示出来的，
He said, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这上面。
Let's all say these five simple words.
我们大家都说这几个字，五个字。
I will build my church.
我要建造，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Is it clear?
这个清不清楚？
Can it be more clearer?
有什么话能够比这个还更清楚吗？
It's too clear, right?
这是太清楚了。
The Lord told us what is his burden.
主把他的负担告诉了我们。
And he told us what its work that he wants to do.
他告诉我们他要做的工作是什么。
What is the goal he wants to get?
他要达到的目标是什么。
So this is very clearly, these five words is very clear.
所以这五个字在英文的五个字非常的清非常清楚。
And this is his burden.
这就是他的负担。
You even can say this is a prophecy.
你可以说这是一个预言。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
If we want to serve the Lord,
如果我们要服侍主。
What kind of work should we do?
我们该做什么样的工作？
What kind of work we should do?
我们该做什么样的工作？
Yeah, nothing else but upon this rock, we should do what? We should build the church.
我们不该做别的工作，我们应该在这磐石上建造教会。
So this is our vision.
这就是我们的意向。
Okay, so then we continue to, to John chapter 10, verse 10b.
继续读约翰福音十章十节。
Now, this is what the Lord said.
这是主耶稣讲的。
So I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
You know why the Lord used the Greek language to write the New Testament?
你们知道这个为什么主用这个希腊文来写这个新约的圣经？
Then I think most of you know the reason the Lord used the Greek language to write the New Testament is because among all the languages, the only Greek has three words concerning this matter of life.
主所以用这希腊文来写新约呢？是因为这个希腊文里面呢，只有希腊文呢，生命这个字呢，它有三个不同的字。
All the other languages only one word for life.
所有其他的语言呢，都是一个一个字，就是生命这个词。
In English is life.
英文呢，它就是生命。
In Chinese, 生命。
英文是生命，中文也是生命。
英文是 life，
英文是 life 是生命，
中文是生命。
Yeah.
And in Spanish is what vida. So only one word.
所以西班牙语它是 viva， 它是也是一个字，它都是一个字。
Only in Greek language.
只有在希腊文里面。
And he had three words.
它有三个字。
The first word is bias.
第一个就是
bias，
这个白阿斯，
很好翻译。That refers to the life of our physical body。
这个白阿斯是指着我们肉身的生命。
We know we have a physical body。
我们都知道我们有身体的生命。
But within our body, there's the life。
但在我们身体的生命里面。
To make all the things inside of us working because we have this life。
要这个我们这个身体这个生命所有都能够运作，需要里面那一个生命。
You know the word biology is developed from this word bias.
这个生物学就是从这个白阿斯这个词延伸出来的。
And another word is psyche.
另外一个词就是普素克。
And that this psyche is referred to the life of our soul.
普素克这个词是指着我们魂的生命。
And it's very clear. And because we human beings are actually living soul.
这是非常清楚，我们人其实就是一个活的魂。
And therefore in the Bible, many times the word person and the word psyche are used interchangeably.
所以在圣经里面讲到几个人，他有时候就讲几个魂，它是可以互相交换使用的。
And In English, you have this word psychology.
英文词有一个词叫做心理学。
And the psychology is developed from this word psyche.
所以心理学这个词呢，就是从这个普素克这个希腊字延伸出来的。
And the third word is psyche.
第三个词就是咒恶。
Yeah. What? Zoe. Zoe. Yeah.
咒恶。
Zoe is the word you cannot find in any other.Dictionary.
这咒恶这个字你在别的字典里面找不到。
Only in Greek language you have this word.
只有在希腊文里面有这一个词。
That word refers to the divine life.
这个词是指着神圣的生命。
Therefore, in the New Testament.
所以在新约里面
，What life the Bible was referring to very clear。
所以在新约里面呢，这个生命指是什么生命是非常的清楚。
So when we read John chapter 10, verse 10, the Lord said, "I come that they may have life."
在英文里面，在约翰福音十章十节
，and have it abundantly.
讲到我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
That life is what life, what kind of life?
这个生命是指什么生命呢？
What? Zoe, Zoe life.
指咒恶的生命。
So that means when the Lord said, "I come that they may have life," that means He wants to give the divine life to us.
当主说他来要叫羊得生命，他是指要我们得着神圣的生命。
And not only He wants us to receive the divine life, and He also wants us to receive this divine life abundantly.
他不但要我们得着神圣的生命，并且要我们得着。
You know, today in Christianity, again, I don't have any intention to criticize people, but most of these preachers or the schools, they are dichotomy. In other words, they only have two. They don't believe man has three parts, only two parts.
我不是要批评今天的基督教，但是今天基督教里面他们是教导平常只有人只有两个部分。
Just when it's physical part, another is psychological part.
就是一个就是我们的身体肉身的，再一个部分就是我们的魂。
But what we believe is trichotomy.
我们所相信的乃是人有三个部分。
We have body, we have soul, we also have spirit.
我们有身体，我们有魂，我们还有灵。
And again, we three brothers have.A strong burden on this matter.
我们三位弟兄都对这一个点有很重的负担。
We know there's a school called what is the name of that school?
Fuller.
Fuller, yeah.
有一个神学院叫做富勒神学院。
And his president is Dr. Mao.
这个校长他是
毛校长。
毛校长。
Before I thought he was a Chinese.
我从前以为他是毛校长是个中国人。
But I did not know in English they also have someone had last name as Mao.
结果后来发现这个美国人他的姓也可能姓也有这个毛这个字。
Now in his school they preached on the dichotomy.
在他们学校里面，他们教导的是人有两个部分。
But very strangely that.This school, this president, he often in Christianity's newspaper and magazine and praise us, say we are those who really preach the real truth.
这个毛校长他这个在不同的基督教的杂志，他们称赞我们，我们是教导真正的真理。
And once a brother Chris Wire he went to visit this Dr. Mao.
有一个弟兄，他叫 Chris Wild， 他去访问这一个校长。
Why your teaching is that the dichotomy that you still often praise us？
就问他为什么你们是教导二元论，就是人只有身体跟魂，为什么你们称赞我们呢
？And he said he I have to say he is really a gentleman.
我必须说，这个毛校长实在是一个绅士。
And he's an honest person.
他非常的诚实。
He saw today's Christianity is going downward.
他看见今天的基督教是走下坡。
And especially many denominations, they are losing their young people.
很多基督教的团体，他们失去了年轻人。
And this Dr. Mao realized only us who believe in trichotomy.
这个毛校长。领会到只有我们在教导这个三元论。
The third thing is the divine life.
这个第三个部分呢，就是讲到这个跟神圣的生命有关。
Only us, because we believe in that we have the divine life in us.
因为我们相信我们有神圣的生命在我们的里面。
we cannot use our human life try to change today's society.
我们不能用我们人的生命来改变这个今天的社会。
We cannot do it. The divine life can do this.
我们做不到，但是神圣的生命做得到。
And therefore, thank the Lord. At least in Christianity, we still have this kind of gentleman that to say the truth.
所以感谢主，在这基督教今天还有这样的这个。绅士呢，他能够告说出啊，我们讲这样的真理。
And therefore, we brothers really have the burden that we need to preach the trichotomy to all the other Christians.
所以我们感谢主，我们都有这样的负担，弟兄们啊，把这样的三元论呢告诉其他的基督徒。
And so, just to save time, let's go to turn your page to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 27 and verse 32. We just read these together.
It's all on your
sheet. Yeah.
就在这个经这个经节的单子上面，以弗所书五章二十三到二十七节，还有三十二节。
Yeah. Okay. For a husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church.He himself being the seal of the body. But such things as husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
华语弟兄姊妹把以弗所书的经节读一下，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他自己乃是身体的救主。教会怎样服从基督，妻子也要照样凡事服从丈夫。做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍了自己，好圣化教会，借着化中之水的洗涤洁净教会，他好献给自己做荣耀的教会，没有斑点皱纹或任何这类的病，使他成为圣别，没有瑕疵。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督与教会说的。
And why these are so important?
这些经节为什么非常重要
？And because these verses show us who is the Church, what is the church?
这些经节告诉我们谁是教会，什么是教会。
On one hand, it's the proper man to express God and to represent God.
一方面是团体的人来彰显神，代表神。
The church is also the bride of Christ.
教会也是基督的心腹。
And so, this is one thing we have to be very clear.
所以这我们都需要非常清楚。
Then let us read. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
我们读启示录四章一节。
After these things I saw,
and behold, a door opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you the things that must take place out of these things. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold,
好，我们读一下启示录的四章一二三节。这些事以后，我观看，看哪，天上有门开了。我初次所听见那如吹号的声音对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将这些事以后必发生的事指示你。”我立刻就在林里，看哪，有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。那坐宝座的显出来的样子，好像碧玉和红宝石， 又有红围着宝座，显出来的样子好像一宝石。
OK, the important verse is number 3. And here John saw that in the there's a throne, and that throne is the throne of the universe. And
the,
and someone sitting there. Who is the one sitting on the throne? Of course, it's God. And then it says the God who sit on the throne, and the one that John saw is that his appearance is like jasper stone. And why jasper stone? You know, jasper is the green colored rock, and therefore in the Bible, the color, the green color, typifies life. Even in the in our usually, we always use the green color to represent the life, especially in the wilderness and when there's all is no water and everything's brown color. But once you have oasis, that they have some water there, and then they have some green. So jasper refers to the green color, and here it's also dark green. And so this is the appearance of God. Now keep this in your mind. We continue to Revelation. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 在这里重要的经节是启示录四章三节，这里讲到有一个宝座，宝座上呢，当然坐的就是这位神，他坐着的显出来的样子好像碧玉，这个碧玉呢，就是神彰显出来的样子。那碧玉的它的颜色是绿色，甚至它是深绿色。那在旷野的里面呢，一切都是枯黄。但是呢，当你有绿洲的时候呢，它就满了生命。所以这个绿色呢，是指表征这个生命。
And then when you come to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1-3.
然后我们看到在启示录二十一章一到三节。
And let's read these three verses together. Okay.
我们中文也一起读。我又看见一个新天新地。因为第一个天和第一个地已经过去了，它也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇穿赤子旗等候丈夫。我听见大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕与人同在，他要与人同住，他们要做他的百姓，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Now, this part is very important, and so I think it's very clear that this is another vision we need to see. Now, what is the vision we need to see? We need to see the vision of the New Jerusalem.
这里这些经节非常重要，就是非也讲得非常清楚，我们要看见的这个意象就是新耶路撒冷。
Now, what is New Jerusalem?
新耶路撒冷是什么呢？
New Jerusalem is not a physical city.
新耶路撒冷不是一个物质的城。
I know when I say this, many Christians will be disappointed.
我这样说呢，很多基督教的基督徒他们会很失望。
And so if all these things are not the real gold is not the, but actually if you have gold in eternity future, there's no really there's no value, and nothing can no.Material things can satisfy us. And don't think, sometimes I, when I was young, I also think, well, is it true that in the heaven or in New Jerusalem? That time we thought New Jerusalem is a physical heaven. And because, well, anyway, make things short, that when we have this thought and we think that we lost all these material things. No. But very clearly, that New Jerusalem is not a physical city.
这里很清楚，这个新耶路撒冷城不是一个物质的城。有人以为它是金的城，那你说这个不是物质的城，那个就没有金子了。
那
不但金子不能够满足我们。
Yeah. And for first, even, and okay. Then the thing is that I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, and coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride. Prepared as a bride and for her husband.
第二节讲到的新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
And if you ask me, are you married?
如果你问我你结婚了没有?
I say, yeah, I get married.
我说我结婚了。
And who is your wife?
你要问我你的妻子是谁啊?
Oh, my wife is New York City.
我说这个纽约市是我的妻子。
I think you think I am out of my mind.
你又说我这个头脑有问题。
So you might want to put me in the mental hospital.
你可能会把我送到这个神经病院去了。But
so how can the New Jerusalem as the bride of Christ to be a physical city?
所以这个新耶路撒冷作为羔羊的 基督的妻子怎么可能是一个物质的城呢?
Therefore, we all need to see the clear vision concerning what is the New Jerusalem.
我们都需要清楚看见这个意象，就是什么是新耶路撒冷。
And actually, the New Jerusalem is the final product of God's work.
新耶路撒冷其实是神工作的最后的一个结晶品。
Yeah, and we can continue to go on to read verse 9, 10, and 11.
我们继续读21章9-10-11节。
Yeah, one of the seven
churches.
I show you the bride and the wife of the Lamb. And you will carry me away the spirit. Okay, let's stop here at verse 11.
我们停在第十一节。
And it says what? Having the glory of God, and her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone. Does that sound familiar?
这里讲到城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉。这个碧玉是不是大家都很熟这个词？
And it's where mentioned this, the jasper stone.
这个碧玉是在什么地方提到呢?
It's in what we just read.
就是我们刚才所读到的
Revelation chapter 4 verse 3
第四章第三节
John saw that on the throne you have that God his appearance is what? His appearance is jasper stone
约翰看见在宝座上坐神的 样子 好像碧玉
And here in verse 11 what is the New Jerusalem?
十一节这个新耶路撒冷是什么呢?
So again, it's like precious stone.
也是好像碧玉。
Yeah. Therefore, you can see New Jerusalem really is the enlargement of this God who sits on the throne.
所以这我们可以看见这新耶路撒冷神就是这位坐在宝座上神的一个扩大。
And so here, New Jerusalem is the complete expression of this God. So it is very safe to say that the New Jerusalem is the final product of God's work. And this work is what we need to be in. Okay, then we just, then lastly, we come to 1 Timothy chapter 1, we read from verse 3 to verse 7, then we finish here.
提摩太前书一章3节到7节，这个不在这个单子上。 我往马其顿去的时候，人劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人，不可教导于神的经，不懂的事，也不可注意。 力虚构知识兴起和无穷的加持，这等事只引起辩论。对于神在信仰里的经文，并无注意。
Yeah.
这嘱咐的目的
乃
是爱，这爱是出于清洁的心、对的良心，并无伪的信心。有人失去目标，偏离这些，转向虚构虚空的谈论，想要做律法的教师，却不明白自己所讲的话所断定。
And so this is the last verse we want to read, and this, I hope that you get some general picture that we are for our vision.
我希望大家读的时候，大家看见我们是在这里为着我们的意向。
And we cannot deviate from this vision.
我们不可以从这个意向偏离出去。
And here,We know the two Timothy letters. That's towards Paul's later years.
保罗所写的最后这个提前提后是他最后的时候写的书信。
That time, Paul had already had a lot of experience, and he is much more. He has seen more.
那个时候保罗已经有很多的经历，他也看见的非常的多。
And one of the things that he strongly talked to Timothy is this.
他对这个提摩太很强的说的话在这里。
And so he wanted him to be in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things.
他劝提摩太留在这个以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可教导与神的经文不同的事。
And nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies which produce questionings rather than God's economy which is in faith.
不可注意虚构无稽之事和无穷的家谱，这等事只引起辩论。对于神在信仰里的经纶并无注意。
And but the end of the charge is love out of pure heart and out of good conscience and out of unfeigned faith.
嘱咐的目的乃是爱，这爱是出于清洁的心、无愧的良心，并无伪的信心。
And so the last things that Paul has warned Timothy is, we cannot tolerate anyone.To preach different things.
这个保罗对这个提摩太最后的嘱咐就是不可有不同的教训。
And so many times people get confused.
很多人就搞混了。
In the book of Romans chapter 14.
在罗马书第十四章。
And at that time it seems that Paul was very open.Why open? He is someone a weak and someone now strong, and so someone think they can only eat vegetable, and certain ones said everything we can eat, and so then Paul said, "Don't fight over these things, and we should be open to all kind of sense, whether strong sense or a weak sense. We are open for everybody."
保罗在实质上一样对非常的敞开。对这个信心软弱的还有有些人可以吃这个不可以吃那个主对他们保罗对他们非常的敞开。
But anyway, I don't know whether any sense here you feel or you have not come here for a long time and maybe we will not welcome you. No, we are open to all the sense.
所以有人在这里可能你很久没有来你来这里我们是不是欢迎你其实我们是向你向所有的圣徒敞开。
And so especially if you haven't been here a long time, when we see you, we're so happy.
如果你很久没有来我们看见你我们非常高兴看见你。
And so to people, we're open.
所以向人我们是敞开的。
But to the teachings, we can never be open.
但是对这个不同的教训我们是不敞开的。
Because the different teaching bring in the different practices and the different practices will divide the church.
因为不同的教训带进不同的实行，不同的实行就会叫教会有分裂。
all the this kind of I don't know what to say. All those who try to bring in the different teachings or to divide the church, then the church can never be built up.
对，带进不同的教训，要这个教会造成分裂的话呢，啊，教会就不能够建造起来。
And therefore, this is the burden that we brothers have, and I stop here.
这是我们弟兄的负担，所以我就停在这里。Okay.
And brother Ed.
那个还有那个，在口袋里面我想的。
I thank you for your patience.
谢谢你们大家的忍耐。
Don't worry, I have scraped half my message.
不要担心，我这个要讲的，我把它减半了。
Because my burden was concerning experiencing the Lord for our transformation and confirmation and sanctification.
经历主是为着我们的圣化、变化、磨成。
But the brothers have already mentioned it. Brother James mentioned the salvation of our soul.
刚才朱弟兄已经提到我们关于魂的救恩。
And Brother Benjamin mentioned our enjoyment of the Lord.
陈弟兄就提到我们对主的享受。
So the three Roman verses actually refer to grace.
三节在罗马书的经节里面
，which is enjoyment of the Lord，
恩典就是对主的享受。
I must say that Brother James forced me to go back through memory lane.
我说
through all these decades, somehow it never hit me how different I am from them.
朱弟兄啊，逼着我要回头看，我就发现了我跟那别人不大一样。
Both Brother Benjamin and Brother James come from China.
因为朱弟兄跟陈弟兄啊，他们都是从中国来的。
I come from Chile, South America.
我是从南美中的智利来的。
Brother James is a physicist.And Brother Benjamin is a chemist.
朱立雄是物理学家，陈立雄是化学家。
Both are scientists.
他们两个都是科学家。
As far as I'm concerned,
至于我呢
？No PhD.
我没有博士学位。
And I was an account officer in a bank.
我是啊，负责在银行里面呢、啊，管别人户头的。
Trying to help millionaires in South America make more money.
帮助啊，南美洲的那些啊有钱的人呐、啊，来赚钱。
What does scientists have to do with finance?
这个科学家跟这个经济学家、经济家有什么关系呢？
But the point that struck me is that through so many decades,
这个叫我很吃惊的就是，经过这么多几十年
，we never had coordination among the three of one. Who's going to speak? What's he going to say? What's he going to do on the Lord's Day?
我们中间啊，没有说是啊，谁要主日讲什么啊，要讲谁讲啊，讲什么？我们从来没有出这个问题。
We merely ask who is going to share this Lord's Day.
我们没有讲到要讲什么，我们只是讲到谁讲。
And the Lord led. And there was no contradiction.
总是主的带领，也没有任何的不同分别。
So let's go to Philippians 1:27.
我们读一下腓立比书一章二十七节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
我不在你们那里，得听见关于你们的事。
For being absent, and they hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, coming together along with the faith of the gospel. In order to serve in the church, we must have the one accord. We must be one in spirit and in soul.
我们必须在灵里，在魂里是同一个灵同魂。
This is the proper one accord.
这就是正确的同心合意。
Now, there may be divisions, there may be dissensions.
也许有分裂，也许有不同的意见。
Because of opinions.
这些都是因为有不同的意见的关系。
But our mind needs to be renewed.
我们的心思需要更新。
So that we can be one in soul.
这样我们就能够同魂。
Then let's read 1 Corinthians 1:10.
我们再读一下林前一章十节。
Now,I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, and you be attuned in the same mind, in the same opinion. Please notice the word attuned.
这里大家注意，就是说我们要要彼此和谐。
It means.To repair, to restore.
这里意思就是要要补好，要恢复。
To adjust, to mend.
就调节来补，要补上。
Making a broken thing thoroughly complete.
叫一个破坏的东西能够变成完整。
Joined perfectly together.
能够非常完满的连接在连在一起。
Then we can have one mind and one mouth.
所以我们就能够一个心思，一个口。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
So, how we need to have the oneness.
所以我们何等需要这样的一个一。
How we need to be like-souled.
所以我们都需要魂里同魂。
You know, the greatest damage to the building of the church is our opinion.
所以这个建造最大的伤损就是我们的意见。
Our usefulness to the Lord depends greatly on the matter of opinion.
我们在主你的用途用处呢，是非常跟我们的意见有关系。
We need to be of the same mind, think the same thing, the one thing.
思念同一件事情，有一个心思。
In Romans 15:5, the one mind and the one mouth provide one speaking. There's no freedom of speech. Oh, wait a minute.
在罗马书十五章里面讲到一个心思一个口，这告诉我们了，我们没有言语的自由，言论的自由。
When United States, the country of freedom.
你会说我们在美国这是自由的国家。
Tell me, how much freedom of speech the Lord Jesus had?
告诉我，你们告诉我，主耶稣啊，他言论的自由是什么？他有多少的自由？
The works he did is what the Father told him to do.
他所做的工是父叫他做的工。
The words he spoke were the words of the Father.
他所说的话是父的话。
So, it is very clear.
所以非常的清楚。
In order to serve in the church,
要在教会里服事。
We need to forget about our opinions.
我们需要把我们的意见丢掉，忘掉。
Forget about our preferences.
把我们的偏爱忘掉。
And speak the same thing.
说同样的话。
This is the real freedom.
这是真正的自由。
Amen. So then we come back to Colossians 4:2.
我们再来看哥罗西书四章第二节。
Let's read this verse.
我们一起读。
Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving.
四章第二节。
Yeah.
你们要坚定持续的祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Persevere means to continue persistently.
坚定持续就讲到我们要持续的，一直的这样。
Steadfastly and earnestly.
要非常的坚定。
Why? Because prayer is a battle.
因为祷告是一个征战。
Now I might use an example.
或许我举个例子。
You're rowing in a boat.
你在划船。
But you're rowing upstream.
但是你是逆水而划。
If you get passive, the stream will carry you down.
如果你被动的话呢？这个水流就会把你带
下。This is the situation with the matter of prayer.
这就是我们关于祷告这件事情。
That is why it's so important that we are priests of the Lord.
所以这就是为什么我们需要做神主的祭司。
Satan is definitely against our prayer.
撒旦他是绝对是反对我们的祷告。
The whole world is against our prayer.
整个世界呢，都来抵挡我们的祷告。
And wait a minute, we don't like to pray either.
甚至我们自己也不想祷告。
So we need to pray persistently.
所以我们需要坚定持续的祷告。
We need to persevere.
我们需要坚定持续。
We need to have a life of prayer.
我们需要有一个祷告的生活。
How could we do this?
我们怎么能够呢？
We need to depend on the Lord.
我们需要依靠主。
Lord, if I forget to pray, remind me.
我们需要祷告，主啊，如果我忘了祷告，你提醒我。
Don't let me get away with it.
不叫我从这个祷告的事上走了，走开了。
This is so crucial.
这是非常要紧的。
If we see the book of Acts,
如果我们看见使徒行传，
the apostles didn't do anything without praying first.
使徒们没有祷告就不做事。
And Paul told Timothy, first of all, prayer.
保罗告诉提摩太第一你要祷告。
So how we need to have a life of prayer.
所以我们何等需要有一个祷告的生活。
We need to set aside times of prayer.
我们需要分别时间来祷告。
And actually, persevering in prayer has three benefits.
这个坚定持续的祷告呢，有三个益处。
Prayer is the only way we can set our mind on the Spirit.
只有祷告呢，我们可以把我们的心思置于灵。
Prayer is the way to enter into the Holy of Holies.
祷告是叫我们能够进入至圣所。
And come forward to the throne of grace.
来到这个施恩的宝座。
So that we can receive mercy and find grace.
叫我们能够蒙怜悯得恩典。
To meet our timely need.
做我们随时的帮助。
And then, finally,
最后。
Oh, we still, Yeah, finally Romans 12:1, the last verse. Let's read it together.
罗马书12章第一节, 我们一起读。
I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. Here, this matter is so important. Paul doesn't say, I think so.
这里很重要的点，这里保罗不是说。
He doesn't say, it would be nice if you do this.
保罗不是说如果你这样做就很好。
But he says very clearly, I exhort.
保罗的话非常清楚，我劝你们。
And then he says, through the compassions of God.
他说我借着神的怜恤劝你们。
God not only had compassion on us, He had compassions, plural.
神不但连续，这里的连续是复数，多数的复数的连续。
Before creation, He selected us.
在创世之前，他就拣选了我们。
In time, He called us.
在时间里，他呼召我们。
He saved us.
他拯救了我们。
And He gave His life to us.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
God had many compassions on us.
神对我们的连续是复数的，很多的连续。
Therefore, we must present our bodies a living sacrifice.
所以我们需要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Oh, you mean to tell me to serve in the church is a living sacrifice?
你的意思是不是我们在教会里面服侍是这个活祭？
Do we want to sacrifice ourselves?
我们是不是这个祭跟这个牺牲是一个字？所以是不是我们应该牺牲自己？
Not only sacrifice, living sacrifice, but holy, well pleasing to God.
这个活祭是圣别并讨神喜悦的。
Which is your reasonable service?
这是你合理的侍奉。
How can that be?
这怎么可能?
It is reasonable for us to sacrifice ourselves to present our bodies to the church?
我们把这个身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣别讨神喜悦的吗？ 合理的侍奉吗？
I can tell you, with more than 40 years living in the church,
我可以告诉你，超过40年在教会的生活里面，
yes, it is reasonable.
这是合理的侍奉。
There's no place like the church.
没有别的地方像教会一样。
The church is our family.
教会就是我们的家。
We belong here.
我们属于这里。
So, I encourage all of us to present our bodies to the church for the service.
所以鼓励大家把身体献上，摆在教会里面来服侍。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Shout some praise? Or not a sharing? Oh.
But Jim, you can translate.
It's okay.
The time is up.
时间已经到了。And
we have no time for the saints to respond individually.
我们没有时间给弟兄姊妹个别的来回应。And
I believe what our brother Ed ended with is the most fitting place for us to reconsecrate ourselves.
我刚才伯特艾弟兄所讲的是最合适的话，叫我们把自己重新的奉献给主。But
I thought maybe we'll sing a hymn first.
或许我们先唱一首诗歌。
But let me just say a word of explanation. This hymn was written by Francis Havergal, who was called the poet of consecration.
这个诗呢是一个叫做 Francis Havergal 这个姊妹呢她说她是一个写奉献的这一个诗人。
She wrote so many wonderful hymns.
她写了不少非常好的诗歌。
One of the songs I first thought might be fitting for us to sing tonight is Take My Life and Let It Be.
有一首可能很合适的诗歌呢，就是主啊，得着我一生。
But I don't think we'll sing that one.
但是我觉得现在我们不唱那一首。
Because I was reminded of an incident.
因为我想到一件事情。
During the Civil War,
在美国内战的时候
，during one of the very critical moments，
在一个非常关键的时刻
，probably at a very bleak moment，
是一个可能是非常不好的情形里。
And somebody came to Lincoln and asked him this question.
有人来问林肯总统这个问题。
He said, "Do you think God is on our side?"
这个问题就是说。你觉不觉得你想神是不是在我们这一边
？Because both the Union side and the Confederacy, they were Christians, so they can pray to God. What they ask God to let their side to win?
因为他们两边呢，都是信靠神，他们都祷告神，希望能够得胜。
And Lincoln's answer was this.
林肯总统的回答是这样
：Is I do not ask whether God is on our side.
我不是祷告。在我这一边的神
，But I always ask myself, am I on God's side?
我总是问我自己，是不是在神的这一边
？And that I think is the same question, the same calling that Moses said, "Whoever is on Jehovah's side, come forward."
这个就是摩西当初对以色列人的呼召，谁是站在主这一边
？So let us sing hymn 469。Written by the poet of consecration.
让我们唱四百六十九首这位写这个奉献诗的这个诗人所写的诗。
Who is on the Lord's side? Who is for the King?
谁是在主这边？谁是为着主
？And I think after we sing this, then we can have some prayers.
Okay. 或许我们唱完之后，我们有一点祷告。
中文是三百五十首。
we can choose you this afternoon.
Amen.
We'd like to reconsecrate ourselves afresh.
Amen.
Thank you for the vision.
Amen.
Thank you for our practice.
Amen.
Thank you for the church life.
Amen.
Thank you we can be here in Antioch.
Amen.
New York City.
Amen.
Serving you.
Amen.
Being active and functioning members.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, corporately we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Thank you for the clear vision.
Amen.
Thank you, we're not here for ourselves.
Right.
But for your eternal purpose.
Amen.
Thank you for putting us at this time.
Amen.
In this place.
Amen.
Lord, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
In each one of us.
Amen.
Be a living, functioning, active member.
Amen.
For your building.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this clear vision.
Amen.
Vision.
Amen.
Root us in you.
Amen.
Root us in the firm foundation of the truth.
Right.
And unwavering.
Amen.
To move forward.
Amen.
In the church in New York City.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Praise you for the patterns set before us.
Amen.
Thank you for the 60-some years testimony.
Amen.
In the way of Antioch.
Amen.
We move on.
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
As a living sacrifice.
Amen.
It's a corporate priesthood.
Amen.
Thank you for what the example be put before us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to go on.
Amen.
Because you love the church.
Amen.
Lord, you want to build a church upon this rock.
Amen.
Lord, we want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Yeah. 站在主这边，荣耀主啊，你最荣耀的意思。 想控制我们。
Amen.